Each is jammed, each features a DJ, and more than a few people happy to leave 2009 behind.
WBBM's Bob Roberts in the Windy City. Dave Cohen was with Revelers in the Big Easy.
At midnight in New Orleans. Thousands gathered here along the Mississippi Riverfront.
That is a very small part of a very large crowd along the San Francisco waterfront under very nice weather. Police estimating up to a 250,000 revelers. Tim Ryan, CBS News.
At the Vatican,
in nomine Patris et Filii,
Pope Benedict in his New Year's message called for an end to discrimination and violence. President Obama has a holiday message.
I want to wish everyone a happy and healthy New Year.
Now, this will be a working holiday in Hawaii, says CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
President Obama will spend a good part of this New Year's Day reviewing nearly a dozen new reports from security and intelligence agencies. It is all part of the huge effort to determine what went wrong, why the terror suspect and his dangerous payload made it onto the Christmas Day flight. The president's look at what one official describes as a lot of raw data will help him prepare for a face-to-face meeting with agency and department chiefs next week at the White House. Ultimately, people at the highest levels will be held accountable, but the urgent focus now is on preventing any further terror attempts. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Honolulu.
New troubles for the president's nominee to head the Transportation Security Administration. CBS News correspondent Dan Raviv has that story.
Since the failed bombing attempt 1 week ago, Democrats have called on Republicans to stop delaying a Senate vote on the confirmation of Errol Southers. Republicans are concerned he might support unionizing security workers. But there's another issue. The Washington Post reports Southers revealed that when he was an FBI agent, he improperly delved into law enforcement records to find derogatory information on the boyfriend of his estranged wife. And Southers now admits giving inaccurate statements to a Senate committee about that, though he says he forgot the details because it was over 20 years ago. Dan Raviv, CBS News, Washington.
New year, new laws on the books. Colorado becomes the first state to reduce the minimum wage since the federal minimum was set in 1938. Colorado's cut back 3 cents to the federal minimum of $7.25 an hour. And with more on the country's newest statutes, here's CBS News correspondent Sam Litzinger.
A lot of the laws are intended to keep more people alive. More bans on texting while driving, a partial ban on artificial trans fats in California restaurants, a smoking ban for bars and restaurants in North Carolina. Megan Dorsch is with the National Conference of State Legislatures. She says the unifying theme for all the states is how much money do we have and how much will any new laws cost?
Because money is the virtual stopping and starting point for every state program.
She says states didn't have much of it in 2009 and things still aren't looking bright for 2010. Sam Litzinger, CBS News.
A stunning defeat for the government as a federal judge throws out all the charges against five Blackwater Worldwide security guards involved in a 2007 Baghdad shooting spree that left 17 Iraqis dead. General Ray Odierno is the U.S. commander in Iraq.
We all know it was not U.S. Soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines who did this. It was.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
The Denver Drive, pretty good shape right now. There's no crashes or stalls to get in your way. Outside the metro, though, we've got a pretty bad accident. This is eastbound I-70 right around Fall River. Pretty serious crash there. All traffic lanes are blocked, and as they work to get that cleaned up, sounds like some fluids leaked, so the cleanup could take a little while longer as you're making your way Denver bound. Quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high in the mid-30s. Currently, it's 19 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Vree Ski and Snowboard Rentals is Denver's home of the $9.99 daily ski rental, valid at all Metro Denver locations. Get the Breeze Basic Sport Ski Rental Package for only $9.99 per day. Reserve now online at SkiRentals.com. Breeze, home of the $9.99 ski rental.
These days, carrying a mortgage and struggling to avoid foreclosure can overwhelm even the strongest person.
Don't I know that?
You may be struggling even though you've been responsible and done all the right things.
Like we've tried to.
We sure have.
The weight of preventing foreclosure can become just too much for anyone to bear. But now, help is available, offering alternatives for lots of homeowners and many difficult mortgage situations. One option is advice from certified foreclosure prevention specialists. It's absolutely free. Don't struggle. Find out what might help ease your burden. Log on to www.makinghomeaffordable.gov. That's makinghomeaffordable.gov. Because foreclosure is not a foregone conclusion.
A public service message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
New pet dreams.
Will he catch frisbees?
Will she be friendly?
Will he chase balls?
And lifelong wishes. Will they be healthy? Start with regular veterinary exams. Call your veterinarian today. A message from your local veterinarians.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Don't want to be an American idiot.
I know that sludge for brains like Bill Press,
you are a Nazi and a Stalinist.
We have never been just a collection of individuals or a collection of red states and blue states. We are and always will be the United States of America.
This is the Bill Press Show.
When you're responsible for reading the news to a city of millions, you need a gentle touch.
As for your greasy mouth self, it might help if you stopped eating all them fries you eat, making you look 6 months pregnant.
One of the top most listened to radio shows.
That voice of yours could be an attraction at a circus.
Are you joking? Is this a joke?
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful, and triumphant. Come into the Bill Press Show on this Wednesday, December 23rd. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, whatever you're celebrating. Good to see you today. We'll celebrate together here. This Wednesday edition of the Bill Press Show, coming to you live from our nation's capital, where the House of Representatives long gone, but the Senate's still here, and they'll be here until tomorrow, Christmas Eve, working on the Senate health care bill. The President's staying in town as well. The final vote scheduled now for tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., not tomorrow evening, as had originally planned. Republicans, they caved in. They allowed a 12-hour advancement of the schedule a little bit. And the President yesterday telling reporters, I'm not going to leave town. As long as my friends in the Senate are still working, I'm going to stay here to keep them company. And that's why we're here. So, with you, the Bill Press Show. Again, live, coast to coast today. Lots to talk about. Healthcare reform, whether you think the bill in its present form is worth pushing through to conference in the hope that we can improve it in conference. And also want to get your calls a little bit later at our toll-free number, 866-55-PRESS. On this Pentagon, the new Pentagon policy, at least in northern Iraq, that female soldiers who get pregnant will be court-martialed. The general says, after all, he's not going to send them to prison if they get pregnant, but they will be court-martialed. Is that the right policy or not? Four United States senators have asked the Secretary of the Army to overrule that policy. 866-55-PRESS. Got a lot of emails on it yesterday when we talked about it. 866-55-77-377. And on the website today, told you, I was at the White House, big Christmas party last Tuesday. Carol and I were there. We had a little bit of FaceTime with the President and the First Lady, and yesterday we got our photo, official White House photo from the White House, and we put it up on the website for you to enjoy. I'm telling you, just take a look at it. Michelle Obama and Barack Obama are tall, taller than I thought. They're both towering over the two of us, and I'm no shrimp.
No, exactly. I'm 6 foot, okay, so. She's got a couple inches on you. Yeah, she does. I didn't realize she was that tall. Yeah. Obama, I knew, but, you know. It's a great picture. Not Michelle. I think it came out very well. You can't see on either side, but it's cut out of the picture. I'm on one side and Dan is on the other, the other edge of the picture, so you miss it. Yeah, and then Michael Steele's a little out of frame there. No, right, right. Anyhow, it's a great photo, and we're very proud to have it and very pleased to have it. I want to share it with all of you, so it's up on the website at BillPressShow.com. Peter Ogburn, Dan Henning, Team Press.
Yes, sir.
Man, right down to the wire, man. Santa's helpers here.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, indeed. And the First Lady and the girls went out yesterday to a children's hospital here. Every First Lady since Bess Truman has paid a just before Christmas visit to children's hospital. Yesterday, the first family took sons, the President, but they took Beau with them. Now, here's the First Lady is trying to read The Night Before Christmas, but Santa Claus is standing behind her, and Bo,
not so sure.
He doesn't like him some Santa Claus.
While visions of sugar plums. Oh, I skipped a page. Bo, it's Santa. Shh. Hi. All right, Bo.
Well, at least
didn't bite him.
Oh,
like,
boy.
Like Bush's dog.
Yeah. Barney.
Barney. Barney would have bit Santa. Anyhow, you know what? I just thought about this. You know, I'm really glad about, we didn't have one of those damn Barney Cam videos this Christmas.
I mean, a bow cam?
A bow cam.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyhow, so what they did, they said Santa was on one side of the tree where Bo could see him, and Santa had to move around to the other side, hide behind the tree, and then Bo settled down. And the girls read a little bit yesterday, too, starting, I always get them confused, but the older one is Sasha or Malia? You know, I'm
don't
sorry.
Ask me.
Anyhow,
don't ask me.
Here are the two Obama girls.
One wintry day, I made a snowman, very round and tall. The next day when I saw him, he was not the same at all.
His hat had slipped, his arms had dropped. He really looked afraid. It made me start to wonder, what do snowmen do at night?
There you go. Okay, so
very sweet.
Merry Christmas, very sweet. Yeah, the whole first family out there. The president, meanwhile, he was busy at work and calling radio stations yesterday. Well, placed a call to Governor Tim Kaine, who was taking calls his last turn, taking calls as governor of Virginia. Hey, coming up, so lots to talk about on healthcare, Copenhagen, and military getting pregnant. We'll be talking with General Wesley Clark about all of the above in our next hour together here, and Ken Walsh, who covers the White House for U.S. News and World Report and the latest on health care. But first,
this is the Full Court Press.
On this Wednesday hump day, other headlines making news, a lineup change on CNN as the network gears up for John King to take over the 7 o'clock hour, weeknights from Lou Dobbs in February. They announced yesterday Wolf Blitzer is losing an hour from the Situation Room as Rick Sanchez will be launching a new show from 3 to 5 in the afternoon called Rick's List. The Sit Room will then run 5 to 7.
I like Rick Sanchez.
I think Rick Sanchez has always been the most underrated person at CNN. I think he is great. And he had a show in the evening for where Campbell Brown is now. If they were smart, they would have kept him in the evening. No, he's hot. I like Rick. Good for him.
Out to Hollywood we go, where the L.A. coroner's office is furious as to how gossip website TMZ.com got details of prescription drugs found in actress Brittany Murphy's home. She died of an apparent heart attack at 32 years old earlier this week. TMZ reports numerous pill bottles were found for depression, anti-anxiety, and painkiller medications. Normally, the coroner's office would not release this type of information until weeks down the road when the investigation was complete.
Two things. Number one, surprise, surprise, she died of drugs, right?
Yeah.
Number two, TMZ has the best sources of anybody.
Yeah, they really do.
They're all over the Tiger stuff. They're the ones that came out, I think, first with the Tiger information about the hydrant and the tree and all that stuff.
Yeah, they're amazing. I mean, they're always on top of it before anybody else.
John Gosselin may have hit a financial...
I thought yesterday you said it was the last story. I lied.
This is about his demise.
This is the last damn story you're going to do this year on John Gosselin.
John Gosselin may have hit a financial road bump. Photographers for TMZ spotted the Octodad trying to trade in his BMW for a Subaru and some spending cash last week at a place called Auto Exchange USA. But the European vehicle wasn't worth nearly what he imagined. He left pretty much empty-handed.
Do you have a bicycle I could trade for this?
Going to the pawn shop.
Thank you, Dan. 14 minutes. No more John Gosselin. 14 minutes after the hour. Well, the latest. Let's start with the schedule. As I mentioned, Republicans who have been dragging this thing out as long as they can, forcing, among others, Robert Byrd, 92 years old, to come in every day just to be there to cast his vote, even though they know that the Republicans are not going to be able to stop it. But they agreed yesterday that instead of holding everybody here until 7 p.m. Christmas Eve, they will allow a vote tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., and that should wrap it up. At the same time, the president telling reporters yesterday that if the Senate was in town and the Senate was working, he was going to delay his trip to Hawaii
until the Senate left town, which means just 24 hours later. The tune from the Republicans hasn't changed, of course. Mitch McConnell, you know, talk about a broken record.
The American people expect us to continue to review the contents. We know how they feel about the package. They're overwhelmingly opposed to it.
Yeah, the American people expect the leader of the Republican Party to have something more original to say, I think. He's just been saying that same thing. It's just simply not true. The American people desperately want and need reform of our health care system. They don't like maybe what it looks like when the both sides are fighting over this, but they know how tough it is for their families and for themselves when they don't have any proper any health insurance at all. Meanwhile, at the White House yesterday, I've got to tell you, at the briefing, the tone was a lot different on health care reform. Robert Gibbs, three times yesterday at the briefing, said, now we have turned the corner on health care reform, and it is clearly only a matter of when. It is no longer a question of if we're going to get health care reform, but only a matter of when, how soon we get it. And more on the schedule. Senator Reid announced also yesterday that they vote on, going to vote tomorrow morning, as I mentioned, at 8 a.m., and then they're going to take a quick Christmas break, but they are going to come back informally between Christmas and New Year's and start working on the conference committee report. So the senators who have been appointed to the conference committee, we don't really know who they are yet. They haven't been announced. And the House members who are appointed to the conference committee are also going to get together informally to start their negotiations. And that is really critical, and that is really key. And yesterday, the other thing that Robert Gibbs said that I thought was of interest, and if you were following my tweets from the White House briefing, I put this out there. He said, you know, we're very proud of the president's involvement in this, and we would not, I'm paraphrasing here, but he said, we would not be where we are today with healthcare reform without the president's active involvement. And I didn't say this out loud, but I put it in my tweet, and I was certainly thinking it. Yeah, imagine how much farther we would be. Imagine how much of a better and stronger bill we would have. Imagine how good a public plan option we would have if the president had only been more actively involved. Because we heard from Joe Lieberman in his talks with Obama. Obama didn't even mention the public plan option to him. And now, actually, the president is—he's backing down a little bit. He's now claiming that he never really cared much about the public option at all. The president telling the Washington Post yesterday, "quote, I didn't campaign on the public option." I remember him talking a lot about the public option on Friday in an interview with American Urban Radio, April Ryan. My friend from the White House briefing room, he told her, quote, the public plan option is not the most important aspect of this bill. You know, but if we've seen so many times, and as the president has said so many times, it is important because without it, all we're doing is handing 30 million new customers to the insurance companies, the private insurance companies, that they can rip off. Well, we got the 60 votes. And I got to tell you, it comes down to me, maybe repeating a point we made yesterday, but I've had a lot of emails about it, and I just want to explain again. I think you've got to look at, so the question is, do you vote? You know it's a flawed piece of legislation. Do you vote for it to move it into conference and try to fix it? Or do you kill it and start all over again? And then you look at who's on either side of that issue. Voting and urging that we keep it alive and move it to conference and keep fighting for the public plan option for the best of all bill are liberals like Bernie Sanders, Russ Feingold, Tom Harkin, Howard Dean, Paul Krugman, Barbara Boxer, this is a pretty strong list, Vicky Kennedy, speaking for the late Teddy Kennedy, and those who really now are saying we've got to kill this are Kay Bailey Hutchison, Mitch McConnell, John McCain, Lindsey Graham, Tom Coburn, David Vitter, John Ensign. I mean, I'm sorry, friends. I don't think I'm caving in, but you give me a choice of voting with Bernie Sanders or Mitch McConnell. But I'm going to go with Bernie Sanders, and I'm going to go with Russ Feingold. So we're down to it. That's what's going to happen. This bill is going to get out of the Senate. It'll be the first universal health care bill ever passed by the United States Senate. It'll go to conference. And if the president only gets involved now, really gets involved, this is a time we can have a conference committee with a strong public plan option. And that's what you and I have to insist on and keep the pressure on. We can still make this happen. 866-55-PRESS.
It was so good, we're playing it again. The best of the Bill Press Show continues. Catch an all-new show Monday, right here.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Since OnStar began, we've responded to over 100,000 automatic crash alerts.
I'm sorry, emergencies.
Yeah, we're going to need an ambulance out here. I was in a real bad accident here.
All right, sir. I'm contacting the 911 center.
In a crash, an OnStar advisor can automatically receive an alert.
911.
This is OnStar emergency. I have a vehicle crash airbag deployment at Swan Lake Road. They are saying there are injuries. I'll conference you in.
Who is injured?
I don't know. My knees are broken. It's a hell of a wreck.
Dispatch, I'm showing the maximum reported delta V was 18 miles per hour from the front.
Okay, thank you. We have an ambulance and first responders on the way.
With built-in automatic crash response, an OnStar advisor can use GPS technology to locate you and share crash details, which could help save your life.
The ambulance is here.
I do hope everything will be okay with you, sir.
Okay.
OnStar is standard for the first year on 15 Chevy models. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations.
There's never been a better time to meet that perfect someone, to meet the person you've been waiting for. Announcing the New Year's free communication event from eHarmony this Wednesday through Sunday. You'll get up to 5 days to communicate with your compatible matches absolutely free.
When Sam and I were matched, I knew it was deeper and more meaningful.
We went on our first date, and going through my mind was, you know, I have such a connection with this girl.
The New Year's free communication event. Start your year off right. Visit eHarmony.com today and communicate with your matches absolutely free.
Now, anywhere cough and cold strikes, Pure Robitussin Relief is ready to go anywhere you go. Introducing new Robitussin to go. The cough and cold symptom relief you want in a neat little single dose spoon that goes anywhere. New Robitussin to go. The medicine has already been dissolved, ready for your body to take in. Anytime, anywhere. New Robitussin to go. Pure Robitussin release to go.
Use as directed. Medicine works over time.
David Sirota.
One thing I love about your show is you never throw me a softball. It's always, you're going to give me a hard question no matter what.
I ask you this. Why do you automatically trust that who the media tells you is the 9/11 mastermind, who the politicians are screaming are the 9/11 masterminds? Why don't you want a court to verify that with a stamp of serious, nonpartisan, objective approval? Isn't that what the justice system is for?
You make a great point.
Sirota on AM 760.
Thanks for teaching me.
Right now at the Home Depot, take 50% off our already low prices on all Christmas decorations, which means next Christmas will be bigger and merrier than ever before. And you might want to make a pass by the storage totes, because with savings like this, you're going to need one or five. Get 50% off all Christmas decorations, but hurry. When they're gone, they're gone. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
Driving in winter requires preparation because you never know when you may find yourself stranded. Before the first snows begin to fall, check your vehicle's tires, brakes, fluids, wiper blades, lights, belts, and hoses to make sure they're in good shape. A breakdown is bad on a good day, dangerous in a snowstorm. Before venturing out onto snowy roadways, make sure you've cleared the snow from all the vehicle's windows and lights, including brake lights and turn signals. Make sure you can see and be seen. And prepare an emergency kit, including things like a blanket, sand or cat litter for extra traction, additional warm caps and gloves, some food and water, and a cell phone. Be Before you go, check out road and weather conditions to help plan your route and departure time, giving yourself plenty of extra time to get where you're going. Above all, know your limits. If the weather's bad, stay home.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Hear AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on am760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
26 minutes after the hour of the Bill Press Show. Get your calls next on this new rule of the military about women who get pregnant while on duty in Iraq are subject to court-martial. Right now, though, some calls on health care and where we are here in the Senate. Carl's calling from Kent, Nebraska. Hey, Carl.
Hey, morning, Bill.
Good morning, morning.
Yeah, I'm ready to vote against Ben Nelson. And so is pretty much everybody down here in Nebraska. It's, what did he get, $100 million for his vote on Medicare funding at the minimum for Medicare forever for Nebraska? Now you throw that on top of the other seven votes, Levin's, Lieberman's, Sanders, Massachusetts, Louisiana, they all got payoffs to vote for this bill. So it turns out we're getting a bill that maybe only 50 people out of the Senate that are supposed to represent their people wanted, and the others got paid off for their vote.
Hey, listen, Carl, here's the irony of it, right? He got money for Nebraska for public, for government-run health care in Nebraska, for Medicare, and he said he was against a public plan option, but then he held Harry Reid up for $100 million for a public plan option for Nebraska. I'm glad you're mad at him. I hope more Nebraska Democrats are. Jabbar, thanks for the call. Jabbar is calling from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Hey, Jabbar.
How are you doing today?
All right. What's going on?
Hey, I was wondering. I'm not too keen on all of this. Now that we have a bill, can they still go into conference and add the single payer back into this?
Well, not. They won't add single payer, but they could definitely add a public plan option in it. Remember, the House bill has a public plan option in it. The Senate doesn't. So they got to put the two together. Yes.
Do we have to put more emphasis on our representatives, or do we have to put more pressure on our president?
You know what? The president, because the president can be a big player in conference. President Obama's got to get in there and say, in this conference committee, I want that public plan option. And on the representatives, we don't know which members of Congress are going to be appointed to that conference committee yet. Nancy Pelosi will make that choice. But that's where I'd say the pressure's got to go, on members of the House and on the president himself. When we come back, if you're a female, you're serving in the military, you get pregnant, should you be court-martialed?
This is the Bill Press Show.
Joining me today is Carl. Carl loves his new camper, and he also loves finding ways to save money, like cutting his own hair.
Cereal bowl and scissors, all you need.
Or doing his own dental work.
It only hurts when you're chewing.
He uses tin cans and string instead of a cell phone.
No roaming charges.
But you don't have to be like Carl, because GEICO makes it easy to save on insurance for your RV, camper, or trailer. To see how much you can save, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-442-9253.
Wow, that dinner was delicious.
Yep, totally sucked. A lot.
And that 12 chocolate cake? I didn't even know that was possible.
12 layers of deliciously horrible chocolate. Really, really horrible.
You know, honey, we should come here again.
It'll still suck, but why not?
When you're quitting smoking, a great meal without a cigarette sucks. Nicorette makes it suck less, doubling your chances of success. Learn more at Nicorette.com. Use as directed. Individual results may vary. Support program increases chances of success.
The Denver Drive, pretty good shape right now. There's no crashes or stalls to get in your way. Outside the metro, though, we've got a pretty bad accident. This is eastbound I-70 right around Fall River. Pretty serious crash there. All traffic lanes are blocked, and as they work to get that cleaned up, sounds like some fluids leaked, so the cleanup could take a little while longer as you're making your way Denver bound. Quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high in the mid-30s. Currently, it's 19 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760.
Bree Ski and Snowboard Rentals is
Denver's home of the $9.99 daily ski rental. Valid at all Metro Denver locations. Get the Breeze Basic Sport Ski Rental Package for only $9.99 per day. Reserve now online at SkiRentals.com. Breeze, home of the $9.99 ski rental.
AutoZone. Take care of your car this winter with a trip to AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Right now at AutoZone, get a great deal when you buy a 5-plus quart oil change jug or 5 single quarts of Quaker State conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $13.99. That's a complete do-it-yourself oil change. Limit 2 deals per customer. See store for details. Don't get caught in the cold. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling about the 2-bedroom apartment you advertised in the paper. Is it still available?
It sure is.
Great. It sounds...
Unless, of course, you're black or Latino.
What?
Or disabled, or Asian, or you've got young kids.
Housing discrimination is rarely this obvious, but it's just as real and just as illegal. So if you're looking to rent a house or apartment and you hear things like...
We only take people who speak English clearly. I can't assign you a handicapped parking space.
That could be housing discrimination. And the only way to stop it is to report it so we can investigate it. Visit hud.gov/fairhousing or call HUD's Housing Discrimination Hotline at 1-800-669-9777. That's 1-800-669-9777. The Federal Fair Housing Act prohibits discrimination because of race, color, religion, national origin, sex, family status, or disability. Remember, the only way to stop housing discrimination is to report it. A public service message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Why are you so distant?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
You gonna get a job now or what?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org, brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
New Year's resolution is to eat healthier. I don't have one.
My New Year's resolution is to
be a better husband.
To lose some weight.
To have more home-cooked meals with the family.
Make more money.
New Year's resolution.
My New Year's resolution?
Yes, don't let that beginning.
And drink less.
What I want to feel forever.
Or drink more.
2010 begins.
My New Year's resolution.
On AM 760.
Stay happy and not get angry over the little things.
Colorado's Progressive Talk. You're listening to AM 760. Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Broadcasting live from the capital of the free world, this is the Bill Press Show.
Here we go, the Bill Press Show, brought to you by the International Brotherhood of Teamsters today. We all live better thanks to the good work of the men and women of the Teamsters Union. You find out more at their website at www.teamster.org. We're coming to you live coast to coast. On this Wednesday, December 23, 33 minutes after the hour, talking now about the new policy issued by Major General Tony Kokkolo in northern Iraq, saying that if you are in uniform, you're in the military, you are serving in northern Iraq, you get pregnant. Or if you're a man and you impregnate a woman, either one, you are subject to court-martial. I told you about this policy yesterday. 4 United States senators have written a letter to the Secretary of the Army saying this is outrageous. You have to rescind this order, overrule this order. Senator Barbara Boxer of California, Barbara Mikulski of Maryland, Jean Shaheen of New Hampshire, and Kirsten Gillibrand of New York. Is it the right policy, or is it just cruel and inhumane and unrealistic? I ask you, 866-55-PRESS. 866-55-7737. I mentioned it briefly while your calls are coming in. I mentioned it briefly yesterday and told you I was going to ask Robert Gibbs about it at the White House briefing if I had a chance. I did. Here's that exchange. Gibbs pleads total ignorance.
The commander in northern Iraq has issued a new ruling saying that women soldiers who get pregnant will be subject to court-martial. Was that rule passed up the chain through the Defense Department and the White House before it was issued? And does it
I have no knowledge of this, so let me
proof of it.
Let me go find some background information. I don't have anything.
It seems to me a little bit of a stretch to say something that controversial the White House would know nothing about. They better they better sure as hell get on top of this pretty soon. And the general, this was on all the evening news last night, the general, Tony Cucullo, he defended it. He didn't back down. He backed down just a little bit. At first he had said, the rules said they would either be face prison time or court-martial. He said yesterday he would probably not put them in prison, but still stuck to the court-martial. And he told Jim Mikuláczewski from NBC News, hey, you know, I'm not surprised I'm getting some flack on this.
I realize it might be hard for those who have never served in a military unit. I knew there would be public interest, and I am fine with that. That's America. So I got to take every measure to preserve my combat power.
Yeah, he says he doesn't care, and people are upset. That's fine. And for him, any talk that, you know, he's interfering with the personal lives of soldiers, he dismisses.
One of the questions I was asked was, don't you think you're treading on an intensely personal topic? And my response was, listen, leaving those who depend on you shorthanded in a combat zone gets to be very personal for those left, too.
Yeah, that's been. I can't believe this policy. I think it is. Certainly. Does not encourage women to choose the military as a career. It certainly, I think, just simply denies reality. It certainly, this even applies, my friends, to married couples serving in the same unit who might get pregnant, or a woman who goes on leave and has sex with her husband and happens to get pregnant. I mean, it's the human condition, and you cannot, I think, require that men and women in service be like seminarians or like priests or nuns are supposed to be. A lot of emails on this already. I just want to read a couple of quick just to show you how the military, I'm surprised so many, mainly men, support this policy. Bernard Beer emailed in yesterday, your attitude toward getting pregnant in Iraq makes no sense. To argue that a soldier can get pregnant at will and be then discharged without a court-martial is not realistic and would create an out for all female personnel. Christine Nelson emailed me to say that back in the 70s, if a woman got pregnant on active duty, she was automatically discharged from the military. And that happened to her. She said, I had no choice. I did not like it, but I understood the rules. I don't agree with this new policy, but I understand why the general has stated it. I saw women who were tired of playing in the military purposely get pregnant so they could get out of the military. I don't believe that. I don't believe women will just get pregnant on purpose to get out of military duty. You tell me. I think it's a bad policy. Dwayne's calling from Columbus, Ohio. Dwayne, start us off. How you doing?
Former platoon sergeant, and I want to let you know that that's kind of naive because they will do it. And it's more about equality. A single man could not go home. If his wife got pregnant, he would not be released. He would be subject to stay there, Bill. And I know it sounds like it's sexist, but when you're somebody in charge and you have to treat one soldier a little bit different than you treat another one, and he is doing it equal. He said the man and the woman, not just the female. He's also taking care of the other person, Bill.
Well, but, you know, women get pregnant. Right? I mean, and that happens. So whether they're teachers or whether they're nurses or whether they're politicians, you know, they get pregnant, they have babies. And if they're in the military, you expect them not to?
They have to be ready for duty. And there's nothing that a man can do to get himself out of there. I mean, it's just kind of equal. I understand what you're saying, Bill. I'm a civilian now. My heart has softened. But when you're the one in charge of them and you're accountable for everybody in your unit, it becomes a little different.
Yeah, you know, the other thing that gets me about this, Dwayne, I appreciate the call. I just disagree. And then they say, oh, no, we don't want gays in the military. Well, yeah, talk about, you know, a contradiction here, right? Those gays are not going to get pregnant in the military. Scott calling from Indianapolis, Indiana. Hi, Scott.
How you doing, sir?
Do you defend this policy?
No, sir. I do. I totally agree with it, and I agree with Twain. Myself being in the military, I have firsthand experience. There are female soldiers that do purposely get themselves pregnant to either relieve themselves from duty overseas or...
Whoa, Scott. So you're telling me there are women in the military going to go around and say, hey, come on, knock me up so I can get out of the military. Huh? I mean, I don't believe that.
Okay, well, I'm speaking firsthand. I've seen it. And...
Oh, please get me pregnant.
These soldiers have a commitment not only to the country, but to the other soldiers around them. And it's like if you lose a soldier because of a combat injury, you're taking a big loss to the team. It's no different if you're losing a soldier that's going to have to redeploy back home because she's pregnant.
But Scott, that's almost like saying you're going to court-martial somebody because they get wounded.
No, sir.
And they're out of action.
It's totally different. They are purposely doing this. Or say that they're not.
Well, how about if a woman takes birth control, but you know, birth control doesn't always work. What if she's not trying to get pregnant? She's taking the pill or whatever she's using, right? And then you know, happens to have sex and it doesn't work.
Well, they should be having sex in a combat zone.
Oh, all right. Thank you, Scott. Yeah, that's it. Right. Don't have sex. Join the seminary. Go to the nunnery. Kevin calling from Asheville, North Carolina. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, I hate to burst your bubble, but I've seen it myself, and the woman who got pregnant to get off of a ship, she told me that's why she did it. I know it happens. I know you don't believe it happens, but it happens.
Well, you're right. I don't believe it happens. Listen, it doesn't matter whether it's in the military or not. The answer is no, but I mean, it doesn't make any difference. I mean, I'm just saying, getting pregnant is a big deal, you know? I mean, it's not easy. You got 9 months, you got childbirth, you got the whole thing. You got to tell me a woman just says, oh, yeah, I don't have anything better to do today. I'm just going to get pregnant so I can get off this ship. Men. You're not showing much understanding of women today, it seems to me. Where are the women callers? 866-55-PRESS. Come on, women, defend yourself. I can't do it all myself. Ray's calling from Jacksonville, Florida. Hi, Ray.
Hey, good morning, Bill.
Hey, all right.
Hey, this is the first reason why women wasn't accepted in the military because of the issue of pregnancy. As far as infantry, tankery, tanks, artillery, that was the reason why. Now, after all these movements to make women similar.
No, I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true. I think that for a long time, I mean, you know, they didn't want blacks in the military either for a long time, but then they didn't want women in because they said they weren't strong enough. They couldn't stand the stress and they couldn't do the heavy lifting.
Well, and that's another part, but the main purpose of this is just the pregnancy issue. Men and women, we are not similar. I'm sorry. We're not. We might have the same head, two arms, two legs, but our reproduction systems are totally different.
I just can't believe this argument. I mean, you know, they're women cops. They're women firefighters. I mean, they're not just going around, you know, doing nothing but jumping into bed with men. Men, you know, so they can get pregnant. I mean, I find this whole conversation very demeaning about women. So what's going to happen? How about if a woman cop gets pregnant? She's going to get fired? You know, it's the same thing, sort of esprit de corps, right? Or a member of a fire department. She's going to get fired because she's going to have to take time off to have a kid? I mean, come on. Where's the understanding of this? This paramilitary, super military kind of attitude, I think is just dead wrong.
The official morning show of the Obama generation. This is the best of the Bill Press Show. In this stressful economy, smokers are smoking more and being taxed more. It's not fair. Close to 500,000 Americans die every year from smoking. You know the facts. Introducing Smoke Assassin, the electronic smoking device that's just like the real thing. And look. Smoke rings of water vapor. We'll give you the Smoke Assassin a $120 value free. We can't say you'll quit smoking, but thousands quit every day. We can't say it's a healthy smoke, but you do the meth. No tobacco, no tar, no chemicals, no poisons, no smoke, no ash, no smelly clothes, and no guilt. You blow out rings of water vapor. Smoke Assassin looks real, it tastes real, and it really satisfies. Call now and get the Smoke Assassin free. Again, it's a $120 value, yours free. Do it for your family, do it for your kids, do it for your health, do it for you, and
do it for free.
Yes, do it for free. 800-591-2546 for you or a loved one. 800-591-2546. First 200 callers get one for free plus shipping and handling. 800-591-2546.
If you open your ears,
and I'm just one of those regular guys,
your mind will follow.
I am a liberal.
I consider myself an independent.
And it just blows my mind.
It doesn't matter what side you're from. What matters is what you say, the truth.
Listen.
Be more informed.
Become more informed.
Learn.
I learn a lot. I feel like I get all the real news from you guys.
Talk.
The honest, regular folk.
AM 760.
Taking action.
Colorado's progressive talk.
Want to know something cool about Geico and renter's insurance?
Do I?
Okay, well, let's say you buy some presents, but they get stolen.
Oh, mercy me.
Let me finish. Well, Geico can help with that, even if they're stolen from your car or right out of your hands.
My word.
Not done yet. And coverage is as little as $12 a month.
Mwah!
You just kissed me.
I get excited.
Yeah, maybe a little.
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit Geico.com.
In our daily lives, we make many decisions. Life is made up of choices that may seem insignificant at the time, but add up and affect our lives in the biggest ways, like the health of your heart. Heart disease is the number one killer of women. Making the right choices can reduce your risk. Choose to see your doctor. Choose fresh, not fried. Choose to walk. Choose to live. Make the choice to beat heart disease at GoRedForWomen.org.
Hear AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on AM760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Norman also emails in on this topic. Hey, Bill, I'm an avid fan of yours. I'm a progressive serving in the National Guard. But he says also, I have had females tell me that they were going to intentionally get pregnant to get out of deployment. Norman, join in the ranks. Saying this is all women in the military do. They just run around trying to find somebody who's going to knock them up so they can get out of service. I mean, you know, you're not talking about saying, hey, you know, like, I think I'm going to, smoke a cigarette. I mean, getting pregnant is a big deal. I don't think it's something that women do casually. Katie, calling from... Katie, help me out. Arlington, Virginia. Hi, Katie.
This is a horrible, horrible thing. My question is, are these women going to be offered the chance to have an abortion?
I didn't want to go there. I'm not sure I want to go there. Well, it sounds to me like that's what the military would prefer.
Yes, it does. That is an ugly can of worms he's opening up there.
I totally. Because, you know, that, yeah, you can't escape that possibility, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's completely irrelevant whether people get pregnant on purpose. It's irrelevant. It doesn't matter.
Well, but do you think they do? I mean, do you think they're, do you believe all these stories that this is all these women in the military are doing? It seems to me, I'm just jumping again. It seems to me that they really choose a career in the military, right? They want to serve in the military, right?
Yes, I agree. And I think it might happen from time to time, but overwhelmingly that's not done on purpose to get out of the military.
All right, Katie, good to hear from you. Happy holidays. Thank you. All right, Kevin out in Medford, Oregon. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, Bill. I agree with you. This is unbelievable to me that the military would reach so deep into a controlling fashion to our soldiers, men and women. How many women in the military actually rape? How many women actually go through a rape in the military? I don't know. I haven't had time to digest this whole thing, but there's a young medic who wrote a book on his experience in Iraq, and he says once you get into the theater, it's very, very controlling. And this is another example.
I'm sure it is. And by the way, I would imagine that the opportunities to have sex in a combat zone are not that common either. By the way, I think the numbers that I recall from yesterday, Kevin, there are 20,000 men and women under Anthony Kukolo's charge there in northern Iraq in that area, and 1,682 women among them. The other question I have is, I mentioned the irony that some of these same people would be against gays serving in the military, even though lesbians are not going to get pregnant. Is why there can be one policy for northern Iraq and not the same policy for other parts of the world. What about in this country? They automatically get thrown out of the military. They automatically get court-martialed if a woman soldier gets pregnant. Mike calling from Virginia Beach, Virginia. Hey, Mike.
How's it going?
All right. You're Virginia Beach. You in the military?
Yes. I just retired.
I got you. Okay.
And I got to tell you, man, it happens a lot.
What happens a lot?
Women getting pregnant to get out of cruise, get out of going on deployment.
Well, then why did they join the military in the first place?
Well, a lot of people come in the military, and they're not planning on making it a career. They just want to get in, do a few years, get a job,
Mike,
get the benefits.
Yeah, Mike, we have a volunteer military, right? I mean, these women have not been drafted. They choose the military as a career. You're telling me they choose the military as a career, and then they get in and say, oh, I'm going to get knocked up so I can get out of here.
Well, get off the ship. And what happens is, if you're on, let's say we're going on deployment.
Well, right? First of all, people keep talking about a ship. We're talking about northern Iraq. The last time I checked, there's no Navy in northern Iraq, okay? No American naval personnel there. We're talking the Army.
The board.
What's that?
It's the same problem across the board. I mean, a lot of guys would do it if they could.
I'll tell you, the policy applies to the guys, too. So you're saying the guys, so all the guy has to do is get some woman pregnant, and then he gets court-martialed. I'm sorry. Maybe I've been unrealistic, but I have a higher opinion of men and women in the military than it seems most of our callers do today. Carl calling. Sexism is not dead in America. Carl's calling from New Orleans, Louisiana. Hey, Carl.
Hey, Bill. The overwhelming number is going to be, that this happens, very frequently. Like I say, I served 24 years in the Navy. We are in Iraq. We're in the Persian Gulf, destroyers, aircraft carriers. And prior to every deployment or during a deployment, women get pregnant. I don't agree with court-martialing, jailing, punishing them, but it happens after every prior to and during every deployment, when you put men and women together, they find a way to have sex. And women, a lot of them don't know what the military is like.
So what do we ought to do? What do we do? Just throw all women out of the military? No women in the military?
I don't think anyone say it, throw them out. But the truth is, the military has to account for, they're going to have some attrition every year, and they have to account for having extra people within a unit to take the place of these people who...
I hear your point, and I think it's good. But, yeah, they have to know that if they've got women in the military who do belong in the military and they serve proudly in the military, then some of them, a certain percentage, are going to get pregnant. Yeah, that, as I say, certain percentage of teachers, certain percentage of cops, certain percentage of firemen. But they shouldn't be court-martialed. What the hell? For getting pregnant.
Tune in Monday for an all-new Bill Press Show.
Bill Press Show.
This is the best of Bill Press.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Right, let's get down to brass tacks. GEICO's the third largest car insurance company in the nation with a 97% customer satisfaction rating. We insure over 18 million drivers and we're dedicated to keeping every one of them happy. And geckos are hard workers. Okay, to be honest, I don't know any other geckos in the biz. Well, there's a lizard in the canyon, but we just say hello in the hallway. I think his name's Steve.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There's never been a better time to meet that perfect someone, to meet the person you've been waiting for. Announcing the New Year's free communication event from eHarmony this Wednesday through Sunday. You'll get up to 5 days to communicate with your compatible matches absolutely free.
When Sam and I were matched, I knew it was deeper and more meaningful.
We went on our first date, and going through my mind was, you know, I have such a connection with this girl.
The New Year's free communication event. Start your year off right. Visit eHarmony.com today and communicate with your matches absolutely free.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Show.
Oh, yeah, the Virgin Mary, man. She would have been thrown out of the military if she had the baby Jesus while she was on duty here. Michael's calling from Long Beach, California. Hey, Michael.
Yeah, hi, Bill. Yeah, I can't believe how naive you are, that you don't realize that this does happen. I was in the Coast Guard, and I saw it firsthand.
Yeah, what did you see firsthand?
That women were actually wanting to get pregnant to get out of the service because they joined voluntarily, but then they realized that, oh my God, I made a mistake, and and these women take it very lightly about getting pregnant.
You're right, Michael. Maybe I'm naive. I just don't believe it. I just don't think women get pregnant just for the hell of it, just to get out of the service. I have a higher regard for our women in the military than most of you men do.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
News, I'm Dan Ravine.
At New Year's celebrations, coast to coast, hardly any surprises, and that's good. Police obviously relieved. That's the midnight celebration in Las Vegas. And 3 hours earlier, hundreds of thousands braved freezing rain in Times Square, New York City for midnight. CBS's Mara Rubin in the throngs.
New York, New York is playing. People are hugging and yelling and jumping and smiling. People are just so happy. 2009 is over. They're welcoming in 2010.
In 2 hours in Pasadena, California, the 121st Tournament of the Roses Parade begins. This man among the many who camped out for a great viewing spot. A
couple air mattresses and some chairs, some barbecue grill, cooking some food. Coffee pot, a percolator, that'll get you through the cold night.
Temperatures in the 40s for the Roses Parade. It'll be sunny in the 70s. January 1st means new laws have come into effect. In New Hampshire, same-sex marriage is now legal. And more from CBS's Sam Litzinger.
A lot of the laws are intended to keep more people alive. More bans on texting while driving, a partial ban on artificial trans fats in California restaurants, a smoking ban for bars and restaurants in North Carolina. Megan Dorsch is with the National Conference of State Legislatures. She says the unifying theme for all the states is how much money do we have and how much will any new laws cost?
Because money is the virtual stopping and starting point for every state program.
She says states didn't have much of it in 2009 and things still aren't looking bright for 2010. Sam Litzinger, CBS News.
Today in northwest Pakistan, a suicide car bomber attacked a volleyball tournament. Some nearby houses collapsed. Reporter Chris Albritton is in the capital, Islamabad.
Suicide bomber approached the tournament and blew himself up. People have been killed and injured. Numbers are likely to rise because there are people still buried in the rubble of the homes that were surrounding the volleyball court.
That last word, at least 25 Pakistanis were killed. The would-be bomber of the airliner heading for Detroit a week ago is believed to have spent time in Yemen. That Arabian country's government is investigating with U.S. intelligence, says General David Petraeus.
There has been a sharing of intelligence, of information, and so forth, two-way street, because the intelligence sources of Yemen are very, very good.
One focus is al-Qaeda training more foreigners. The Justice Department says it might refile charges against five Blackwater security guards accused of wrongfully killing 17 Iraqi civilians. A military lawyer tracking the case, Haitham Faraj, says
these are career prosecutors. They are very skilled, very trained, highly educated, and the mistakes they made are unconscionable.
The judge threw out statements by the men when they'd been offered immunity. Two basketball players, Gilbert Arenas and Javaris Crittenden, according to the New York Post, brandished guns in their locker room. This is CBS News.
Thanks for calling Sears Automotive Center.
Can you fix my car?
Well, at Sears, our ASE certified blue automotive crew mechanics know cars inside and out. We'll find the problem and give you the best price, guaranteed.
Brakes?
Yes.
Tires?
Yep.
Struts?
Of course.
Oil changes?
Totally.
Helsinki smash rod?
You just made that word up, sir.
You're good.
Come into the Sears Automotive Center for our real-time price checks and get the best price guaranteed. Through January 2nd, all tires are on sale. Buy four Michelin tires and get a $70 rebate by mail. Or get four VF Goodrich tires and receive an instant $50 Sears gift card. Visit SearsAuto.com to learn more. Sears. Life well spent.
Now at the Home Depot, get any carpet installed for just $97. All brands, all styles, all through your home, just $97. And with our low prices on carpet, you can get your whole project done for the lowest total cost. So you can stop putting it off and let us start putting it in. With basic whole house carpet installation for just $97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, license numbers, and price match policy.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
I'm Brenda Stewart with an AM 760 Progressive News Update. Old acquaintances were not forgotten, neither were the fireworks. Both fireworks shows in downtown Denver went off without a hitch last night. Many saying good riddance to 2009.
I want to wish everyone a happy and healthy new year.
President Obama posting his message on the White House website this morning, saying he's relieved to hear there are no reports of any major security problems during last night's celebrations. He's spending his new year in Hawaii poring over the initial reports he ordered on security breakdowns leading up to the attempted airline bombing on Christmas Day. Police have now issued an arrest warrant for the former fiancé of a missing Brighton woman. Investigators believe 50-year-old Dennis Cox kidnapped 48-year-old Julie Kilgore.
Brighton police have obtained information that Julianne Kilgore and Dennis Jean Cox were seen in the Denver metro area at about 11:30 on Wednesday, December 30th.
Brighton police believe the two are driving a tan 93 Ford Taurus with Colorado plates, FFL972. Please call 911 if you see the car. Investigators say it now appears a man found dead in an office building where a software company founder also was shot was a homicide victim, not the suspected gunman. Adams County Sheriff's officials say 42-year-old Thomas Chancho and 58-year-old Rex Fowler were shot in the head Wednesday. Chancho died and Fowler remains hospitalized. In sports, the Avs lost to the Red Wings in Detroit last night 4-2. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Brenda Stewart. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
CDOT and State Patrol apparently have a problem deciding whether I-70 is open at Fall River Road. So I'm going to tell you there's going to be activity as you're making your way Denver bound. We've had an earlier accident there. Elsewhere in the high country, we've got slick spots on I-70 at those higher elevations between Georgetown and Eagle. It's going to be snow-packed over Vail Pass. Chain laws are in effect for the semis over Loveland Pass. Now, as you're out and about around the metro area, we're seeing decent speeds pretty much anywhere you're heading. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Now at Freeway Ford, you buy one, but you get two. That's right. Buy any 08 Explorer or Expedition at the Freeway, you also get an 04 Focus. Act now while supplies last. Only at the Freeway at I-25 and Evans, Longmont Ford at 3rd and Alpine, or at cheaperford.com.
The politicization of the attempted terrorist attack on Christmas Day. We'll be joined this hour by Chris Kofinas, a Democratic strategist, to talk about why Democrats are sitting on their hands while Republicans hit them with remarkably lame and disprovable attacks. We will also investigate the Rachel Maddow Show's own habit of investigating the fringes in American politics, why we did that so much in 2009, and why we are likely to keep doing it in 2010. We'll also revisit the best moments of geek from this year. It's all coming up on the Rachel Maddow Show this hour here on Air America Radio. It all starts right now.
After days of essentially unanswered Republican political attacks against the Obama administration, finally we got the big kahuna, the white whale of Republican politics, former Vice President Richard Bruce Cheney involved in this. After 5 days of Republicans owning the airwaves on this issue, doubling and then tripling down on politicizing this thwarted terrorist attack, with almost no opposition from the Democrats, the maestro of terror politics, Mr. Cheney, gave a statement to Politico.com today, not decrying the terrorist incident itself, but instead using that attack as an opportunity to bash the president, to accuse the president of not keeping America safe. Now, as is often the case in politics, when attacks from one side go unanswered for a long time, when one side gets the platform all to themselves, that side can sometimes get over-exuberant. They can overplay their hand. Republicans, left to their own devices, have in this case excitedly launched a series of obviously baseless, factually incorrect, demonstrably untrue, and hypocritical attacks. Dick Cheney's comments today, probably the worst among them. He said, quote, "He seems to think if he gives terrorists the rights of Americans, lets them lawyer up, and reads them their Miranda rights, we won't be at war." Remember Richard Reid, the so-called shoe bomber? Richard Reid was arrested December 2001 when a man named Dick Cheney was vice president. The Bush Justice Department let him, as they say, lawyer up, and Mr. Reid later pled guilty in federal court. Remember 9/11 co-conspirator Zacharias Moussaoui? Same deal. Given American rights, tried in the federal courts, and convicted, all while a man named Dick Cheney was vice president. What President Obama is doing right now with this case is the same thing that was done with the same type of cases while Dick Cheney was vice president. But Dick Cheney isn't letting anything like that hold him back, saying, quote, "Why doesn't he want to admit we're at war? President Obama's first object and his highest responsibility must be to defend us against an enemy that knows we are at war." According to Dick Cheney, see, this has to be seen as a military issue. This has to be seen as war. This can't be seen as law enforcement. This is something, according to Dick Cheney, this is something that you handle with the Department of Defense, right? Like Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld did.
Mr. Secretary, do you have any insights you can share with us about Richard Reid, the American Airlines shoe bomber?
That's a matter that's in the hands of the law enforcement people and not the Department of Defense, and I don't have anything I would want to add.
Where was Dick Cheney in his outrage when his administration was treating terrorism as a law enforcement issue? But wait, there's more. Quote, he seems to think if he closes Guantanamo and releases the hardcore Al-Qaeda-trained terrorists still there, we won't be at war. Like, for example, do you mean the Guantanamo prisoners your administration released to go to Saudi Arabia to be put in art therapy? The guys who then became leaders of the Al-Qaeda chapter in Yemen that is reportedly behind the plot to blow up that flight on Christmas Day? Did Mr. Cheney think that we weren't at war when that decision was made by his administration? Where was his outrage over his own decision then? We're hearing over and over and over again from Republicans how President Obama waited too long to comment on the Christmas bombing.
Disappointed it's taken the president 72 hours to even address this issue.
The president has decided to stay silent for 72 hours. He needs to explain that.
It's over 72 hours from the time of the incident to the time that the president spoke today.
72 hours? How could President Obama possibly wait so long to comment? For the record, after the Richard Reed shoe bombing incident in 2001, President Bush was not seen or heard from for 6 days. Count them, 6 days. Like President Obama, Mr. Bush was on vacation at the time of that incident. He apparently did not see fit to comment on the situation until almost a full week after it happened.
The shoe bomber was a case in point where the country has been on alert. I'm grateful for the flight attendant's response, as I'm sure the passengers on that airplane. But we've got to be aware that there are still enemies to the country, and our government is responding accordingly.
Where was the Republican criticism of President Bush back then for taking so long to make those comments? Perhaps President Bush dodged criticism on matters of terrorism because of the language he used to talk about the war on terror. Remember, smoke them out of their caves, bring them on. That was the type of language that President Bush chose to use when talking about terrorism. Mr. Obama does it differently. He has a distinctly non-cowboy rhetorical approach to this issue. And that is one of the things that's also most rankling Republicans right now.
The important thing now, Harry, is that the president has downplayed the threat of terror since he took office. He doesn't even use the word anymore.
Doesn't even use the word anymore. That is true. Only in Jim DeMint's mind.
Terror and extremism that threatens the world's stability. Extremists sowing terror in pockets of the world. Suffering and civil wars that breed instability and terror. New acts of terror.
He never says the word terror. Why let a 30-second Google search get in the way of your good soundbite, Senator? But, you know, Senator DeMint is doing the country a service here, at least by clarifying things, by getting at the core of the conservative attack on President Obama. It was the whole point of Dick Cheney's opportunistic statement today. The whole point was that President Obama ought to talk more about war. Vice President Cheney said, quote, he seems to think if he gets rid of the words war on terror, we won't be at war. Why doesn't he want to admit we're at war? Keep in mind, this is coming from the former vice president of the administration whose record of talking about war includes dandies like these.
Thanks to the United States and our fine allies, Afghanistan is no longer a haven for terror. The Taliban is history, and the Afghan people are free.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended. In the Battle of Iraq, the United States and our allies have prevailed.
I think they're in the last throes, if you will, of the insurgency.
You know, talking about war incessantly, beating your chest about it, acting like a cowboy, making premature declarations of victory over and over and over again might feel good, but those things don't actually translate into effectively waging war, Mr. Chatty Cathy, former vice president. For the most part, Democrats are letting these charges from Dick Cheney and the rest of Republicans go unanswered, even though these are charges that collapse very quickly in the face of even rudimentary fact-checking. But even if you step back from the specific, ridiculous claims that they are making, consider what Republicans are trying to do here. Republicans apparently think they can survive the fact-checking problems they will have here if anybody ever decides to look into these things they're saying. They think they can survive the fact-checking because they imagine they have this transcendent credibility on national security matters. A credibility on national security that, what, transcends the facts of their record? The Bush-Cheney administration created the terror watch list system that theoretically should have flagged the Christmas bomber this past Friday. As has been noted, this is a list that has more than 500,000 names on it. That's handy. It's a list that's full of so much noise, so much useless, incoherent junk that random people like the late Senator Ted Kennedy and the former Alaska Senator Ted Stevens' wife would get hassled at airports all the time because of their position on the list, even though that list could not function properly to keep actual terrorists off of actual planes. That's their list. It hasn't been changed since then. Maybe the problem is that we haven't cleaned up after the Bush-Cheney administration fast enough. The Bush-Cheney administration is inconveniently enough also the administration on whose watch 9/11 happened. Unless, of course, you ask them about that.
You know, we did not have a terrorist attack on our country during President Bush's term.
I was there. We inherited a recession from President Clinton, and we inherited the most tragic attack on our own soil in our nation's history.
Yeah, remember how no terrorist attacks happened when Bush and Cheney were in office? Remember when the nation inherited 9/11 from that incompetent Democratic administration that was in place in September of 2001 in the Bush administration's own minds? The rallying cry now from Republicans is that we shouldn't try the Christmas bomber in civilian court, that instead he should be tried in a military tribunal, declared an enemy combatant. I mean, what's the value of a military tribunal here other than trying to make political hay out of this case? Really, what's the justice, anti-terrorist, counter-terrorist value in this? You really think this kid can't be convicted? You really think we don't have enough evidence beyond the 300 or so eyewitnesses who were on the plane? The fact that we have the weapon that he tried to use, the fact that he confessed, you think that's not enough to get this kid convicted? You have that little faith in our criminal justice system, that little faith in the rule of law? You don't believe that a supermax federal American prison is capable of holding this kid? You think it might be cool instead to this kid as some impressive soldier? Instead of some idiot, confused rich kid who couldn't even handle blowing up his own junk with a bomb that was secreted in his own we're supposed to take national security advice from you guys? Really? Republican Congressman Pete Hoekstra is still the captain of the team on this one, now raising money off of a terrorist attack on Americans, the attempted murder of 300 Americans, politicizing this issue by soliciting campaign donations for his run for governor of Michigan on the occasion of this terrorist attack. We contacted Pete Hoekstra's campaign. They told us we should expect to see more of this type of exploitative solicitation from them. They told us that Congressman Hoekstra himself personally signed off on the using a terrorist attack on Americans to raise money effort, proudly saying they think they've gotten a significant spike in donations as a result of it. Though it's too early to tell. Fingers crossed. Maybe something else horrible will happen. This is in response to this terrorist attack at the end of 2009. And again, my friends and colleagues in the media have two choices in covering this. You can just copy down Republicans and Vice President Cheney are saying and click send, call it journalism, or you can actually fact check those comments and put them into context. Your choice. It's your country. The Rachel Maddow Show is brought to you by Carbonite Online Backup. Protect your important files today with the number one online backup service, Carbonite.com.
The Air America Cruise.
Join your fellow Air Americans,
including Rachel Maddow,
Ron Reagan,
Robert Kennedy Jr.,
Lionel,
and Howard Dean,
as we set sail to the Mexican Riviera
aboard the world-class Holland America Lines MS Amsterdam.
Dine with your favorite Air America hosts.
Join guest speakers at engaging panels,
seminars,
and Q&A sessions.
Enjoy an incredible week-long cruise with the entire Air America family.
For more information,
call 800-707-1634
or visit airamericacruise.com.
Dear Mom and Dad, well, the Army has finally seen fit to give me some time off, so I'm writing to tell you that I'm doing fine over here. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
And what do you believe in, Hillary?
I believe in forgiveness.
Oh, thank you, honey.
Oh, shut up.
Ow.
I guess it's still a touchy subject.
Come sit to my right.
Oh, nice leather.
Obama, what do you believe in?
Well, I believe that's my chair you're sitting in.
I believe that's funny.
'Tis the season to believe.
I'm not kidding.
AM 760.
Oh, brother.
Colorado's progressive talk.
Want to know something cool about Geico and renter's insurance?
Do I?
Okay, well, let's say you buy some presents, but they get stolen.
Oh, mercy me.
Let me finish. Well, Geico can help with that, even if they're stolen from your car or right out of your hands.
My word.
Not done yet. And coverage is as little as $12 a month. You just kiss me.
I get excited.
Yeah, maybe a little.
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit Geico.com.
What are you doing?
Filling out a loan application.
I can help you get approved, you know.
Really? How?
With this.
A bag of sand?
It's not a bag. It's a pouch. And it's not sand. It's credit fairy dust.
Credit fairy dust?
Yes. I sprinkle some fairy dust on the application, and your credit rating magically improves.
There's no such thing as the credit fairy.
A non-believer now. But what will you think when your loan is approved?
I'll think my credit score improved because I paid my bills on time, kept my credit card balances low, and only opened a new card if I really needed it.
It's the dust.
It's sand.
Don't deny the credit fairy.
There's no magic to improving your credit, but there is help, and it's free. Go to creditfairy.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the Consumer Bankers Foundation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights Education Fund, and the Ad Council.
Every 28 seconds, a car in the U.S. is stolen. What's even more shocking is that 25% of those vehicles had keys inside. 60% were left unlocked, and 95% had no anti-theft devices. In times like these, protect yourself from auto theft by taking precautions. Never leave your vehicle running or with the keys in the ignition. Always lock your doors and keep your windows closed, even when parked in front of your own home. When away, park in busy, well-lighted places and never leave valuables in plain view. Equip your car or truck with an alarm or other theft deterrent device. Never leave your vehicle registration in your car. If you do become a victim of auto theft, report it immediately. Have your make, model, license plate, and vehicle ID number available to help authorities recover your vehicle. To learn more about protecting yourself from auto theft, visit ncpc.org or contact your local law enforcement agency.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Here, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on am760.net.
Happy New Year, everybody. You're listening to the best of the Rachel Maddow Show here on Air America Radio.
We turn now to our rearview mirror correspondent, Kent Jones. Hi, Kent.
Hi, Rachel. Let no one say my job is not a rich, varied experience. Here's just enough. 2009.
Yay!
In the tradition of Che's Motorcycle Diaries and the autobiography of Malcolm X, Regnery Publishers is proud to present a triumphant new memoir of an American rebel, Carrie Prejean, Still Standing. Remember this? Another online game captures that immortal moment. In this one, you score by removing birds this way. So to recap, we've reached a point where you score by puking on everything in your path.
Sometimes bladder control problems can cause unwanted interruptions in your life. Doesn't have to be that way. Overactive bladder is treatable.
They won't kill your pets. Public option. Translation? Lady Sparkles dies. WTF, the Wisconsin Federation decided it will henceforth be known as the Tourism Federation of Wisconsin.
We sent our own Kent Jones to Fort Worth today, to the convention center, and had him ask people in the rain.
Who's funnier, President Bush, Terry Bradshaw?
Terry Bradshaw.
I gotta say Bradshaw.
Terry Bradshaw.
Definitely, by far.
So
Saturday was the annual World Naked Bike Ride, in which activists all over the planet got on their bikes to say no to oil dependency and no to the tyranny of underpants.
I squared my shoulders. Miss Universe, Carrie, I told myself. You got this.
It's an inspiring story for anyone who ever had the dream of stopping other people's dreams.
Well done, Kent. Appreciate
Thank you, ma'am.
It. Excellent. It's been an excellent year and just enough.
It has indeed. Thank
we're gonna
you
do
so
a,
much.
We're going to do a little half-baked Rachel Maddow Show full review tomorrow.
All right.
It's going to be a surprise because I don't know what it's going to be yet.
It is a surprise. Yeah.
There's one story we'd like to recall only for how different it was from everything else we did this year. We called it Operation Iraqi Baseball. McClatchy News Service reported in mid-July on the Iraqi national baseball team. Time had one bat, one jersey, a few beat-up baseballs, and no money. We picked up McClatchy's reporting that night, and boom, you guys responded. Without any prompting from us whatsoever, hundreds of our viewers contacted the show with offers to help this fledgling baseball team on the other side of the world. In short order, a company, CTG Athletics, from here in New York City, from the Bronx, had provided brand new Verdero brand bats and gloves and cleats. Another company, Ebbets Field Flannels, made custom uniforms to the Iraqi team's specifications, and Star USA shippers had, at no charge, shipped the gear to that team, which was not an easy thing. Our colleagues at McClatchy helped us negotiate the logistics of getting the team the gear. Now, you know, 2009 is probably going to be remembered as a rough year for the world, and it was. But there were some nice, small things that happened along the way. To McClatchy for their reporting and for helping coordinating Operation Iraqi Baseball, to CTG Athletics, to Ebbets Field Flannels, and to Star USA, and to you in our audience, this is your big, fat Rachel Maddow Show. Thank you, sincerely, for turning a simple, interesting story into a really cool thing that happened and that we got to be part of. We truly do appreciate it, and we can't wait for Iraqi national baseball season. That's that for us in 2009. Thank you so much for tuning in all year. Be safe. We'll see you back here on Monday.
You're listening to The Rachel Maddow Show here on Air America Radio. This year on The Rachel Maddow Show, we spent a lot of time investigating the far-right fringe of American politics. Coming up next, we're going to talk about why we have done that, why I think it's been so much fun, and why we're likely to keep doing it in 2010. Stay tuned.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. Over the past decade, the tax team at J.K. Harris has successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491. If you're the owner of a business or restaurant, then you know that financing is difficult to obtain. So who can you go to for fast funding? You call AmeriMerchant. If you process more than $8,000 in credit cards per month and have owned your business for more than 60 days, provide funding for your business. You see, AmeriMerchant provides capital to all types of businesses and restaurants against their future credit card transactions. So if your credit card sales $8,000 or more a month, then you may qualify for extra capital. Use this money to buy more inventory, advertise, expand your business, pay taxes, and more. There's no costs, no costs to apply, and no need for financial statements. We have a high approval rate, and funds are available quickly. So come on, call AmeriMerchant right now.
800-430-8761, 800-430-8761, 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
CDOT and State Patrol apparently have a problem deciding whether I-70 is open at River Road. So I'm going to tell you there's going to be activity as you're making your way Denver bound. We've had an earlier accident there. Elsewhere in the high country, we've got slick spots on I-70 at those higher elevations between Georgetown and Eagle. It's going to be snow-packed over Vail Pass. Chain laws are in effect for the semis over Loveland Pass. Now, as you're out and about around the metro area, we're seeing DCs pretty much anywhere you're heading. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Now through Saturday at JCPenney, save $10 when you spend $50 with a money coupon. Doorbusters all day Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. See it all at jcp.com. Style, quality, and price matter. JCPenney.
Acceptance, respect, and the celebration of unconditional love. The cornerstones of Maple Star Foster Care. If you have the desire to provide a safe and healing home to a child during this giving season, become part of the Maple Star family at maplestar.net.
Where can you find the best Indian, Nepal, and Tibetan cuisine? The Yak and Yeti Restaurant and Brew Pub. Family owned, the Yak and Yeti serves lunch from 11 to 3 and dinner from 5 to 9:30, 7 days a week, and they offer a vegetarian menu. Visit one of their two great locations, in Arvada on Ralston Road in Old Wadsworth, and 86th and Sheridan in Westminster. Mention this ad and get 10% off your bill. TheYakAndYeti.com.
Want to know something cool about Geico and renter's insurance?
Do I?
Okay, well, let's say you buy some presents, but they get stolen.
Oh, mercy me!
Let me finish. Well, Geico can help with that, even if they're stolen from your car or right out of your hands.
My word.
Not done yet. And coverage is as little as $12 a month. You just kissed me.
I get excited.
Yeah, maybe a little.
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit Geico.com.
Need advice about simple home repairs? The Fix It Up with Steve and Matina show gives tips on money-saving home repair, buying, and selling a home, and provides a forum for homeowner questions. Tune in Saturday mornings at 10 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because you can get involved with Rotary. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. Learn more at Rotary.org.
I always check the rating and content descriptors before buying a video game, but sometimes I want more detail about a game's content. That's why I like rating summaries.
For more information about the ratings and rating summaries, go to ESRB.org.
New Year's resolution is to eat healthier.
I don't have one.
My New Year's resolution is to
be a better husband.
To lose some weight.
Have more home-cooked meals with the family.
Make more money.
New Year's resolution.
My New Year's resolution?
So let the beginning.
And drink less.
What I want to feel forever.
Or trade more.
2010 begins.
My New Year's resolution.
On AM 760.
Stay happy and not get angry over the little things.
Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Welcome to 2010. This is the best of the Rachel Maddow Show here on Air America Radio. So, Happy New Year. When this show launched in September of last year, there was absolutely no ambiguity about what we would be spending most of our time covering. We started the show during the very last lap of the presidential election. And we here covered that election wall to wall for what sometimes felt like 25 hours a day. There was election night coverage itself. And then after Obama won, but Bush and Cheney were still in office, there was the lame duck watch to attend to. Remember the lame duck watch intro? I live in hope for there to be another duck-related presidential news item that would justify us using Hail to the Chief with the quack at the end of it. We do have it on file in case that ever happens. After the lame duck period was over and the inauguration happened, this new young show of ours, along with everybody else in the media, settled into a year of covering this new presidency and the news and politics of our country this year. And we pretty soon found a very specific Rachel Maddow Show niche. We found what it is in news and politics that this show specializes in. Over the course of 2009, my hair has gone up and down and up and down. And we've spent a lot of time on this show talking about folks who were probably surprised to see themselves talked about on cable news. People like The Family, the theologically extreme religious group that runs the C Street House, where conservative lawmakers live in Washington. Turns out The Family loves its secretive power and influence almost as much as it publicity about its secretive power and influence. We covered the PR firms and Republican operatives and corporate-funded so-called nonprofits organizing the recess rallies against health reform back in August, which led to a lot of coverage about the corporate and Republican and professional PR outfits behind other health reform, other anti-health reform efforts, and behind the Tea Party movement. By the time the group Freedom Works was charging $10,000 for speaking slots from the stage of the supposedly grassroots 9/12 march, we sort of knew that we were onto something with that. And then when the head of Freedom Works, former Republican Majority Leader Dick Armey, got fired from the lobbying job he was maintaining while still running Freedom Works, we started to sense that we were really onto something. We covered the PR firm for evil, Burson Marsteller, after AIG hired them with public money to try to improve how we, the public, view them. Hey, we're paying the bill for PR firms to spin us. We covered the spin doctor so evil he likes to be called Dr. Evil. Rick Berman, remember him? We started covering him after we figured out that he was part of the absurd right-wing outrage scam against the community organizing group Acorn. And we found out that American religious leaders and politicians, including The Family, were involved in proposed legislation in Uganda to execute people for being gay. We investigated the predatory anti-gay quack industry in America that claims to be able to cure people of the gay. We looked into the huckster, get-rich-quick, high-sales-pressure revival meeting motivational seminars that George W. Bush and Laura Bush decided to speak at in the former president and first lady's first year out of the White House. The most recent coverage like this that we've done is about the John Birch Society, when we found out that the John Birch Society would be co-sponsoring the marquee conservative conference of the year, the CPAC conference, the Conservative Political Action Conference this year in Washington. We decided it would be useful to talk about who exactly the John Birch Society is. So imagine that the right wing is like a rug, right? And on the far edge of that rug is fringe. Now imagine that that fringe also has fringe. The fringe on the fringe of the right wing of the American conservative movement, that's the John Birch Society. I have been thinking about this year of coverage that we've done, this mini mission we've taken on of talking about the forces on the fringe of American politics, while we have been doing our latest batch of that coverage. And it turns out that the historical record we've been looking into anyway in order to the John Birch Society ended up being really clarifying for us in terms of the value of doing this type of coverage as a show. Back in 1961, when the John Birch Society, probably at the height of its McCarthyite powers, the governor of California at the time tasked that state's attorney general to report on the John Birch Society and what kind of effect it was on American life and politics. And the report turned out to sound like it came from the minutes of a Rachel Maddow Show editorial meeting 48 years too soon. Check this out. The cadre of the John Birch Society seems to be formed primarily of wealthy businessmen, retired military officers, and little old in tennis shoes. This is the actual California state government report on them. Ha! It continues. They are bound together by an obsessive fear of communism. Judaism, a word which they define to include any ideas differing from their own, even though these ideas may differ even more markedly from the ideas of Marx, Engels, Lenin, and Khrushchev. In response to this fear, they're willing to give up large measures of the freedoms guaranteed them by the United States Constitution in favor of accepting the dictates of their founder. They seek, by fair means or foul, to force the rest of us to follow their example. They are pathetic. And if this TV show had existed in 1961, I can tell you we would be trying to hire away whoever it was in the office of the California State Attorney General who was tasked with writing this report so that that person could work on this program. It would be a natural fit. This report went on to note some of the kookiest stuff about the John Birch Society, like accusing President Eisenhower of treason and the Society's founder saying that the U.S. had only a few short years left before we, quote, became four separate provinces in a worldwide communist dominion ruled by police state methods from the Kremlin. Only a few years left. Remember when that happened? So the big question, though, is why talk about the nonsense being spewed by these folks, either today or then? Back in 1961, the California Attorney General thought that it was worth it for this reason. Quote, "The Birchers have an equal right with the prohibitionists, the vegetarians, the Republicans, the Democrats, or for that matter with any Americans acting singly or in a group to an expression of their views. And no official, no matter how highly placed, can say them nay. In America, preposterousness prevents the acceptance, but not the expression of ideas." Isn't that perfect? In America, preposterousness prevents the acceptance, but not the expression of ideas. Exactly. You have the right to say anything you want to say or espouse anything you want to espouse. But we also have a right to report on it. And if what you're espousing is, we're going to report that what you're espousing is. In 1962, the editor of the Santa Barbara News Press won the Pulitzer Prize for editorials that he wrote against the John Birch Society after his paper didn't say of that group's disruptive, would-be secretive efforts to find commies under every rock in Santa Barbara. Thomas M. Stork wrote about his editorials and his local paper's decision to give exposure to them by saying this, quote, "In the end, the only protection against such aberrations as the John Birch Society and such ridiculous leaders as Robert Welch lies in the informed good sense of the people. Air the ideas of the radical extremists, and you will find in a hurry, as we did in Santa Barbara, that the moderates, conservative and liberal, are in control." What's happened on the far right fringe of American politics in 2009 has a lot of parallels to the paranoid tennis shoe tyrants that Thomas Stork won the Pulitzer for exposing back in 1962. Calling people communists and socialists and Marxists, no matter what those people actually believe, just as a handy catch-all insult. The deliberate, planned MO of disrupting public meetings, of preventing civil discourse, even the deliberate obfuscation of funding sources and the use of front groups. Americans for Prosperity and Freedom Works and all the Rick Berman front groups, they don't disclose their funding today. You know, back in the day, the John Birch Society was even proud about that. They used to publish in their monthly bulletin at the time, quote, "We shall not go into any detailed accounting about the funds." These tactics don't go away. The fringe doesn't go away in American politics. American politics have always run all the way through the margins, right to the edge of the page and beyond. We always have been like that as a country. And bully for us. 2009 proved that as the Republican Party sought its path out of the political wilderness, the Republican Party was going to look to the right-wing fringe for help. And we decided on this show to help America take a good look at that fringe. And we have had a really good time doing it. When then 85-year-old Thomas Stork, the Pulitzer Prize winner, wrote about this 50 years ago, he captured my feelings about this exactly. He said, quote, "Merely exposing such monstrous ideas, merely ventilating them in the public breeze, is enough to bring sanity, and sometimes laughter, to be sure, into the discussion of political issues. The absurdities fall of their own weight, or continue to be held dear by a minority so minute that it is more troublesome than dangerous." That's the hope, at least, right? It's optimism, a faith in the fundamental reasonableness of the vast majority of the American people. In my case, it's also born of the desire to have a really good time on television. Having Rick Scott as your spokesman against health care reform is like having an E. coli bacterium as your spokesman against hand washing. When evil needs public relations, evil has Burson Marsteller on speed dial.
I don't want to help promote you, Tim. I don't. I think what you're doing is you're getting fat, literally financially fat, on Americans' fears. I got to ask you. Every single one of those ideas is insane to me. I mean, the idea that divorce makes you gay, for example, seems
insane to me.
You've described it as a factor that contributes to homosexuality desire, okay?
You're taking it out of context,
no,
Rachel.
I'm reading it from your book, dude. I am proud of the investigatory work that we have done on this show and the great producers and staff here who worked their butts off to allow us to do it. In 2010, we're going to keep shining a light on the preposterousness in our political midst because we think it's the right thing to do for the country and because it's really, really fun. We hope you will keep enjoying it, too, and we will be right back. You're listening to The Rachel Maddow Show here on Air America Radio. NBC's chief foreign correspondent Richard Engel joins us next with a scoop on Afghanistan. The Rachel Maddow Show is brought to you by Carbonite Online Backup. Protect your important files. Back up your computer today with Carbonite.com.
Get on board the Air America Cruise.
Join your fellow Air Americans,
including Rachel Maddow,
Ron Reagan,
Robert Kennedy Jr.,
Lionel,
and Howard Dean,
as we set sail to the Mexican Riviera.
Aboard the world-class Holland America Lines MS Amsterdam.
Dine with your favorite Air America hosts.
Join guest speakers at engaging panels,
seminars,
and Q&A sessions.
Enjoy an incredible week-long cruise with the entire Air America family.
For more information,
call 800-707-1634.
Or visit AirAmericaCruise.com.
Dear Mom and Dad, well, the Army has finally seen fit to give me some time off, so I'm writing to tell you that I'm doing fine over here. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Now, there's a lot of ways you can stay connected to us. You can listen to AM 760 on your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
Live streaming courtesy of Pianos and Pianos.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net. Stay connected.
Want to add value to your home, lower your energy bills, and help preserve the environment? Best Way Insulation is a Colorado-owned company that can make sure your home is warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Purchasing insulation from Best Way can also qualify you for a federal tax credit and rebates from your energy company. For more information, go to bestwayinsulation.com or call 303-469-0808. That's Best Way Insulation, 303-469-0808.
If you're like a lot of small business owners, you have all your business info at your desk, which is fine, except for the fact that you're out on jobs, you're getting supplies, you're out getting customers. In fact, the one place you're probably not is at your desk. Well, Intuit QuickBooks Online is made for you. It makes it easy to access invoices, sales records, and customer info from virtually anywhere, even with a compatible mobile device. Intuit QuickBooks Online lets you run your business from wherever you are. Get a 30-day free trial at Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
AM760.net.
NBC's Richard Engel is joining us again in just a moment with some big news that he has obtained exclusively about the war in Afghanistan. I think that this is potentially narrative-changing, course-changing stuff. He broke the story tonight on NBC Nightly News with Brian Williams. We'll have Richard here in person in just a moment to walk us through this document that he has obtained. Because we are talking about Afghanistan, I do want to report first, though, that a soldier was killed there under very worrying circumstances. The Defense Department and NATO are not saying anything about this yet, other than to confirm that an American was killed in a shoot. But it's reports from Afghan and Italian sources that make this so worrying. They're saying that this American was killed by an Afghan soldier who opened fire on foreign troops with whom he was serving. Two Italian soldiers wounded in the same incident in which one American was killed. Again, the Pentagon and NATO are saying only that they're investigating this case. But a corps commander with the Afghan National Army told the Associated Press that this Afghan soldier got angry when NATO soldiers tried to keep him away from a helicopter that was about to land. Italian sources reporting that there was no chance the shooting was accidental. It was intentional. Now, this isn't the first time something like this has happened, not by a long shot. In November, an Afghan policeman shot and killed five British soldiers in Helmand province. In October, two American soldiers killed when someone wearing an Afghan National Police uniform opened fire on them in Wardak province during what was supposed to be a joint Afghan-American patrol. In March, an Afghan soldier killed two American servicemen and wounded a third before killing himself. Back in July 2007, an Afghan soldier opened fire and killed four of his own countrymen and wounded an American advisor. The American was reportedly the target of his rampage. And in May of 2007, an Afghan soldier shot and killed two American soldiers and wounded two others outside a top security prison near Kabul. This is not a comprehensive list of incidents of this kind. We don't have a tally of how many Western troops have been killed by the very forces they are in Afghanistan to train. But incidents like today's and this even abbreviated catalog of past carnage of this type raise questions about the nature of our mission in Afghanistan, even as our president escalates it. The most minimal description of what our forces are there to do is to train and equip Afghanistan's military and police so that they can defend their country themselves. It appears that at times we are arming them and then they are turning around and training that fire on us. There are also new questions today about whether our mission to train Afghan forces, even if it is wise, a question about whether it has a chance of succeeding, at least whether it has a chance of succeeding within the time frame that President Obama has laid out for that mission. With us again is NBC News chief foreign correspondent Richard Engel. He has obtained a sobering new report that's not meant for distribution, but it was prepared for U.S. military commanders by an independent research group. It provides an assessment of Afghan security forces. Richard, it's nice to see you again.
It's a pleasure to be here. This report, 25 pages long, was provided for a briefing for the top commander, CENTCOM commander David Petraeus. Also CC'd on this report was the senior commander in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal. And it talks about the readiness of the Afghan security forces, primarily the Afghan National Army. To understand the context of this, the main mission of the United States Army, all of the different forces that are there, is to train the Afghan security forces so that American forces can ultimately leave.
That's the main point of what we're doing.
That is the number one priority. The reason 30,000 extra troops are going there is to try and create enough security so that an Afghan army can be built. I was told this by numerous commanders. Number one priority. This report says that priority is facing serious, serious problems, and the military knows it. This was an independent study. If I could just
please.
I could read a few things.
Yeah.
It talks about how, this is the opening statement, the ANA, which is Afghan National Army, above company level is not at war. Now, company level means the small unit. So the soldiers on the ground, they're fighting. Above, say, 150 soldiers, anything, colonel, general, anyone at that level, according to this report, doesn't believe he's at war. They talk about corruption. This is a quote. Nepotism, corruption, and absenteeism among ANA leaders make success impossible. Change must come quickly. Another line. If Afghan political leaders do not place competent people in charge, no amount of coalition support will suffice in the long term. It's more than sobering. It says that this is a serious challenge. It goes on to say that rehabilitating the Afghan security forces will not take 1 year. It will take a long time.
Did they give a time frame about how long it would take if it was going to happen?
No. I've heard that independently from this report that they're thinking about 4 years. And the reason that the dates are important is there is this key speech by President Obama. He said he wants to start dialing back the surge roughly 18 months, mm-hmm. the summer of 2011, 18 months from when he announced it. That is impossible, according to this study, to get the Afghan security forces up and running and in place and even with some sort of semblance. Another key finding in this report says that the numbers of Afghan troops and police that are on the ground are inaccurate. That some battalions will over-report by 40 to 50%, inflate their numbers.
In short, it's this internal assessment, which is not meant for distribution, which has been made available to you, which is in itself a story, says that what we know about the current strength of Afghan army and police is wrong.
It's been overstated.
And the timeline that the president laid out, an 18-month timeline for training, can't work. It explicitly says this can't happen within 18 months.
There's a line that says it cannot take a year to fix this problem. And they go on and on describing the problems with the leadership. Quote, many ANA leaders, Afghan National Army leaders, work short days, are often absent, and place personal gain above national survival. So when you hear all of these things, it should raise a degree of concern. If the primary mission, and I've been told the primary mission, is to train the Afghan security forces, it is more than a sobering assessment. It shows we have a lot of work to do.
Well, if this reflects the view of the military, this says that the military does not believe it is possible to do what President Obama says the mission is in Afghanistan.
This was prepared for the military.
Yes.
The top commanders want, and I've been told this, that General Petraeus wants realistic, not optimistic assessments. And that's a quote from a spokesman about this. They say that this report is not complete yet, that it is a report in progress. But they do recognize that there are serious shortcomings in the Afghan security forces.
NBC News Chief Foreign Correspondent Richard Engel. As I said, I think this is a big deal in terms of thinking about why we're fighting there and what for and whether or not it has any chance of success. You're the only one reporting it. You're the only one who has access to this information. Thanks for sharing with us.
Pleasure to be here.
Appreciate it.
Are you tired of jumping through hoops and paying a massive premium for those pricey blue pills? And what about potential side effects? Well, now you have a choice. It's Virolen, a natural herbal treatment for your ED problem. Just go to the web and select MaximHerbs.com or call toll-free 1-877-352-4657. Virolen is the natural way to enhance your sexual performance. And because it's not a prescription drug, there are no chemicals and no potentially dangerous side effects. And best of all, you'll pay only a fraction of the cost of the blue pill. If you act now, you can take advantage of the introductory offer for this effective alternative. For only $59.95, you'll receive 12 Virolen pills delivered to you with no doctor's consulting fee, no pharmacy charges, and no shipping and handling. Go to MaximHerb.com. That's MaximHerb.com. Or call 1-877-352-4657. Act now. Select MaximHerb.com or call 1-877-352-4657.
Have you heard about geothermal, the renewable energy that works even when the sun doesn't shine and the wind doesn't blow? Not only is geothermal reliable, it can operate at 300 to 600% efficiency. Geothermal is the smartest and greenest way to heat and cool your home. That's why Major Geothermal and Can America Drilling teamed up to offer Denver the peace of mind that your geothermal project is done by some of the top professionals in the field. Climate Master Heat Pumps, one of the top heat pumps in the world, powers the geothermal system. Your geothermal project could also qualify for a 30% tax credit. The goal is to offer a personalized solution to your heating and air conditioning needs to help you maximize your efficiency and reduce your carbon footprint. Call Major Geothermal and Can America Drilling today. 303-424-1622. 303-424-1622. We're online at majorheating.com. Start living greener today.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Dan Ravee. 1 week after a young man tried to set off explosives inside an airliner bound for Detroit, the Army General in charge of U.S. Central Command confirms close cooperation with the government and intelligence services of Yemen, where that young Nigerian is believed to have been trained by Al-Qaeda. General David Petraeus reports some shared successes.
In one case, forestalling an attack of four suicide bombers, two training camps targeted, and some senior leaders believed to have been killed or seriously injured as well.
Some Democrats in the Senate have asked Republicans to stop delaying the confirmation of a new chief for the TSA, the Transportation Security Administration. But CBS's Peter King highlights a new potential problem.
TSA nominee Errol Southers has admitted that he improperly accessed law enforcement records when he was an FBI agent 20 years ago, looking for derogatory information about his estranged wife's boyfriend. The Washington Post reports the admissions come in a letter to Senate Homeland Security Chair Joe Lieber and ranking Republican Susan Collins that Southers calls his inaccurate testimony inadvertent and his actions 20 years ago a grave error in judgment.
A New Year's Day tradition, the Tournament of Roses Parade, is to begin in 1 hour in Pasadena, California. Sunny and warm, Andrew Mullenbeck of CBS Radio's KNX is there.
The parade route is lined with lawn chairs, beds, even some tents as people camped out all night to get a seat along Colorado Boulevard for a great view of the parade.
Also on the West Coast, at midnight, 7 hours ago, this was the sound of one public celebration, fireworks in Seattle. And in Louisiana's party town, Dave Cohen of WWL Radio.
At midnight in New Orleans.
Happy New Year!
Thousands gathered here along the Mississippi Riverfront for fireworks and what officials have dubbed a symphony in the sky.
Terrorism today in northwest Pakistan. A suicide attacker blew up his vehicle near a volleyball tournament, killing at least 32 people. Chris Albritton is in the capital, Islamabad.
There are people still buried in the rubble of the homes that were surrounding the volleyball court. The attack comes on the same day that Karachi has almost shut down because religious and political leaders have called for a general strike to protest militant violence.
In Iraq, December was the first month with no American military deaths since the U.S. invaded Iraq almost 7 years ago. As for Iraqi civilians losing their lives, from London, Larry Miller reports that number down 50% in the year just ended.
Human rights group Iraq Body Count reports 4,500 civilian deaths, but points to a rise in large-scale bombings with death tolls of 50-plus. Its report says Iraq still suffers more daily violence from terrorism and instability than any other country, considerably more than even Afghanistan and Pakistan. Larry Miller, CBS News.
And this is CBS News.
Now at the Home Depot, get any carpet installed for just $97. All brands, all styles, all through your home, just $97. And with our low prices on carpet, you can get your whole project done for the lowest total cost. So you can stop putting it off and let us start putting it in. With basic whole house carpet installation for just $97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, license numbers, and price match policy.
At Intuit, we love buttons. Start buttons, send buttons, you push the button and it just happens. Well, we do the same thing with your small business payroll. Intuit Online Payroll has a Create Paychecks button. When you need to pay your employees, just type in their hours and push the Create Paychecks button. Intuit Payroll does all the calculations to create your paychecks and helps you pay your taxes. There's even live help if you need it. Get a 30-day free trial of Intuit Online Payroll at Intuit.com. That's Intuit.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
I'm Brenda Stewart with an AM 760 Progressive News Update. Old acquaintances were not forgotten, neither were the fireworks. Both fireworks shows in downtown Denver went off without a hitch last night. Many saying good riddance to 2009.
I want to wish everyone a happy and healthy new year.
President Obama posting his message on the White House website this morning, saying he's relieved to hear there are no reports of any major security problems during last night's celebrations. He's spending his new year in Hawaii poring over the initial reports he ordered on security breakdowns leading up to the attempted airline bombing on Christmas Day. Police have now issued an arrest warrant for the former fiancé of a missing Brighton woman. Investigators believe 50-year-old Dennis Cox kidnapped 48-year-old Julie Kilgore.
Brighton police have obtained information that Julianne Kilgore and Dennis Jean Cox were seen in the Denver metro area at about 11:30 on Wednesday, December 30th.
Brighton police believe the two are driving a tan 93 Ford Taurus with Colorado plates FFL972. Please call 911 if you see the car. Investigators say it now appears a man found dead in an office building where a software company...
No delays as you're out the door this morning. It is extremely light as you're out and about. And the cars that are on the highways, they're running at the posted limits pretty much anywhere they're heading. No problems to report on I-25 to and through the tech center. 225 also looking great as you're making that Barker curve. Quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a mild day temperature-wise. We can expect sunny skies for the most part and a high of about 41, currently 22. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Breeze Ski and Snowboard Rentals is Denver's home of the $9.99 daily ski rental, valid at all Metro Denver locations. Get the Breeze Basic Sport Ski Rental Package for only $9.99 per day. Reserve now online at skirentals.com. Breeze, home of the $9.99 ski rental.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz of the great state of Florida, one of our very personal favorites on the Celebrity Hotline this hour.
Love, huh?
Big doings on Capitol Hill yesterday.
Yeah, there was. They seemed to be passing all kinds of things yesterday.
Doing stuff.
some good, some not so good.
We hate everybody morning. We hate everybody.
Yeah.
StephanieMiller.com, the website. Check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris Lavoie, voice deity Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller. They passed the auto emission standards bill yesterday, the president.
For the first time in history, we have set in motion a national policy aimed at both increasing gas mileage and decreasing greenhouse gas pollution for all new trucks and cars sold in the United States of America.
He brought a lot of different disparate groups together to get something done yesterday.
And that takes some doing.
According to everybody except Rush Limbaugh.
Well, they're saying, we're going to have to all drive these park cars now because of this global warming hoax, my friends.
And No, he's going to set standards for SUVs and Hummers as well.
Seems
cars
like
that Rush would actually fit in.
Exactly. Wouldn't you die to see Rush in a smart car?
That would...
Just his blubber pressing up against the windows.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought everybody wins in that one. We will get to that. Harry Reid. All right, we'll get to this in a moment. The Democrats, as we reported yesterday on the show, decided to deny the funds to close Gitmo.
Until there's a plan to close Gitmo. Mm-hmm.
Democrats under no circumstances will move forward without a comprehensive, responsible plan from the president. We will never allow terrorists to be released into the United States.
You know what? I can kind of get the first part of that because, we'll get into this. We do need a plan.
But it's not like we're releasing them into the wild.
Thank you.
We have high security prisons.
What is this, born free? Like Rachel said last night, is there some point in the transfer of prisoners where you let them go free for a while? Did I miss that? Harry Reid's, it's completely incomprehensible. You got to let them go to put them in jail. What? No, you don't let them go at any point in there.
Look at all the damage Charles Manson has done in the past. Oh, wait.
Yeah, like Jim always says, we have a lot of really bad people in prison now. Okay. Meanwhile, hey, I think this is good from Sean. This is good news from Sean Hannity on the torture situation.
Remember, she says it's a crime,
uh-huh.
And yet she signed off on it. That means she signed off on a crime.
Oh, that means Dick Cheney and George Bush going to the Hague. Okay,
it's a crime then.
Did he just admit that?
He admitted it's a crime.
Huh. Waterboarding's a crime. That's illegal. That's torture. Okay.
Well, he's
smart.
Thank
you.
Well, he kind of couched it and said, she said it's a crime, so she's complicit in a crime.
Ah,
yeah.
Good. Well, let's see everything then. I think this is all good news. Let's keep talking about this, and let's see all the briefing papers. Yeah. Let's get all up in there. Let's get our face all up in there in the torture debate. Okay. And meanwhile, the GOP rebranding?
Yes.
It's proceeding apace.
Kind of.
I don't know what they got. They got Michael Steele, and then they got Meghan McCain.
It can be a party for a 24-year-old pro-sex woman. It can be. I just think that we have people that are in this party that are hijacking it and trying to make it even more extreme.
What is
they're
going to
be a pro-sex party for women.
Oh, I thought you said a pro-sex.
Which is scary.
Yeah, that's...
Donde los yikes.
Yikes. Wow. That's their new... I guess that's their new idea. They're going to be pro-sex party. You're down with that, aren't you, Squeezy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Meghan McCain is pro-sex, apparently.
Hey.
All right.
And she's rather attractive.
So is Michelle Bachmann.
Gack! Okay.
I think she needs to appear nude on the House floor every day.
Michelle Bachmann?
Yes, since she does it for her...
Oh, for her radio.
Radio. Yeah.
Michael Steele says the GOP comeback has begun. I guess I wasn't told.
Yeah.
Why wasn't I told?
He gave a really long speech yesterday, really but offered rambling. No yeah. solutions.
No.
And we're the party of new ideas.
We're going to
no
get
new ideas.
We'll get to that. We will get to it.
Yeah.
Hello. No, we're not looking back. We're through. We're done. We're not looking back. Mm. We're not thinking about the past.
Taking
that
the president
stuff that happened back there, not looking at it. See that back
and
there?
And then
we're
did you see what he
it.
Said in the next sentence? He mentioned Ronald Reagan.
Yeah. Okay, way to look back there, Steele.
We're not going back. Like Ronald Reagan said,
what a dope.
All right. In fact, Julie has sent me a press release from Eric Cantor.
Yes.
He of the largest Adam's apple in the Republican Party, except for Ann Coulter.
We're not listening to her. We're going to go on listening to her. We're not listening to her. That's crazy.
The headline, Newt invited to play in their reindeer games. Dear Ms. Miller, for heaven's sakes, the irrepressible minority whip proudly announces that the Newtster will join Mitt and Jeb and Jab and Moe and Larry and Curly and 50 other white guys at the next pizza party. Julie
Bear
in
Brain,
Seattle.
Tennessee.
Ooh, they've announced that Speaker Gingrich joins the National Council for a New America. Which is the
same old
white guys with
America.
The same old bad ideas.
Why don't they stop forming brand new councils and just... do something.
They're all about branding.
Yes, they are.
It's a new product. Look. Now
at least Democrats are doing stuff.
All right.
Now with more stuff in it.
Yeah, not forming a new commission every day.
The Council for a New America, run by the same old white guys.
Yeah.
That ran it into the ground in the first place. All right. That was obviously the big breaking news yesterday. The Democrats won't fund Gitmo for closing right now. I have to say everybody phone this up. I don't think that the White House did anticipate that clearly this was going to be a political hot potato. And obviously, you know, when you got even John McCain is for closing Gitmo, I think.
Sure. But in order to do something
you
that
do
big,
need
a plan on
That's
what
my
to
point.
Do.
They needed to have a plan.
And so I can kind of see why they wouldn't fund it until there was a plan.
Yes. However, in the meantime,
sense.
Democrats, as they're wont to do sometimes, lack political spine.
I just, you know, like Jim said, we have a lot of bad guys in prison now. You know, we're not going to get any other countries to take these prisoners unless we take some of them. What was it? Oldman was reporting last night. There's a prison in Montana. They're like, we'd like to take them.
Yeah.
They need the jobs. Well, they need the money, you know.
Tell you what, if you released all the guys who are in there for selling a dime bag of marijuana,
yeah,
along with,
yeah,
murderers and rapists,
yes,
we'd have lots of room,
yes,
for high security.
Look, obviously the threat is, oh, if they get out, they'll kill Americans. Well, there's a lot of people that would kill Americans,
yeah,
if they got out of prison. I don't know, but they're like, oh, well, they'll kill you just because you're American.
They're killing Americans in prison.
It's, yeah. And maybe they'll all kill us for the same reason, because they're crazy, the people that are in prison, you know. So that's the thing I don't, I guess I'm losing in this whole thing is, you know, once again, I have sympathy that here's another huge mess that George Bush created, mm-hmm, that Obama has to clear up legally and otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this is just, and I understand it. It's like, oh, we don't want terrorists here. It's just, I don't know.
There is not a single person on Capitol Hill that will allow terrorists from Gitmo to be housed in their districts.
Right.
You know, it's purely political.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Barack Obama's allies in the Senate will not provide funds to close Gitmo until the administration comes up with a satisfactory plan. Harry Reid yesterday talking about Guantanamo.
Guantanamo makes us less safe. However, this is neither the time nor the bill, to deal with this.
Dick Durbin said the plan to close Gitmo is not dead, only that the funding will have to wait until the administration devises an acceptable plan to handle the closure, or excuse me, the closure and the transfer of detainees. Durbin said that he could support transferring detainees to U.S. prison. He said our prisons are filled with dangerous people, including terrorists, and not a single one has escaped. Okay. Senator Harry Reid.
If terrorists are released in the United States, part of what we don't want is them to be put in prisons in the United States. We don't want them around the United States.
Well, then what?
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Then
that's
what's
my point.
What's your plan?
Yes, another huge legal mess George Bush has created, and yet how are we going to ask other countries to take them? First of all, we created this mess at Gitmo.
Hmm.
Okay. Senator Mitch McChinless of Kentucky.
Shutting this facility now could only serve one end, that's to make Americans less safe than Guantanamo has.
And it would not serve to help me find my upper lip.
Exactly. He said Guantanamo is the perfect place for these terrorists. It's, well, anywhere that they can't get out is a perfect place. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, that's the question that is amazing. Did George Bush really think he could keep all these people, you know, indefinitely with no charges? The answer is, yeah, I guess so. He figured that, you know, another problem he kicked down the road to the next president,
yep,
you know, problem somebody else will have to figure out. So I'm not saying it's not a hot potato politically, but... All right, Mitch McChinless.
Because it really has worked very, very well. No one has escaped from Guantanamo since 9/11. No one. And we know that communities in America do not want these terrorists.
Well, how about we just change the practices at Gitmo? So we're not waterboarding people.
Can we be assured
that
the practices will be changed?
The other thing he said, that this is the perfect place for these terrorists. Well, like Jim always says, they may not all be terrorists. That's
right,
the problem.
Yeah. Exactly.
A lot
That's
of
the
are,
problem with us not having a plan legally in
the
first
terrorists
place.
Now.
Sitting there for years without a trial, without being accused of anything.
Yep.
Shirley
in Phoenix also disappointed in Harry Reid. Hello, Shirley.
Boy, do I love you guys.
I love you back.
Oh, thank you. Yes. It just comes down to simple, simple thinking of what's going on. And it's so slimy, it makes me sick. Why did we end up in Iraq with some of our Democrats voting for it? It was election year.
Yep.
Is Harry Reid running for re-election?
Yeah, I mean, this is what I've been saying even about the Nancy Pelosi thing, is that, you know, I understand the position she was in, but I do wish a lot of Democrats spoke out more loudly about a lot of things.
But it has a lot to do with re-election. Jim, you know, all Harry Reid had to do was just stop at a certain point, but when he said not in my backyard kind of thing,
mm-hmm,
Jim West said the same thing. The mm-hmm Republicans are cracking me up. They know this.
Yeah.
They all know this is about re-election.
Yeah. You know, Shirley, did you see, I don't know which show it was last night, but, you know, Karen Hughes now is speaking out against torture and what it does to our image in the world. It's like...
Did you see Keith Olbermann last night?
Yep. That's what I'm saying. Like, now everybody wants to, you know, rewrite history. Well, you know, I spoke out loudly about this. All right, well, loudly, but behind closed doors where no one could, you know what I mean?
Like,
now everybody has a conscience.
3 in the morning, but... Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I wouldn't say it publicly. Jeez. Are you crazy?
And also, CNN is running an interview with someone who was at Gitmo this morning. Someone who has been at Gitmo. And she said that waterboarding is just the tip of the iceberg as to what went on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, oh boy.
Barry in St. Paul, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hey, Bear.
Hi. I think it's really good that we have a plan for, you know, for closing Gitmo before we fund it, just like the way we had a plan for everything that happened in Iraq before Congress funded that.
Yeah, right.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I totally forgot. Yeah. It's a bad idea. Forget it.
Exactly. Well, you know, I give the president credit for, you know, the closing Gitmo, but, you know, you're right. I think there's so much on his plate, but obviously this needs to be more specific.
It does.
I mean, it's the right thing to do, but, you know, I gotta say, you know me, I hardly ever criticize the president, but this one I gotta say.
Yeah, dragging his feet a little bit on the plan.
All right, 20 minutes after the hour, right back with more on the Gitmo controversy on the Stephanie Miller Show.
All right, this is my show, and it's a serious intellectual hour of discussion, and I want to keep it that way.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, AM760.net.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Would you like to own a brand new computer and improve your credit at the same time? If you have a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99, you're already approved for a brand new Dell, HP, or other name brand computer. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. Computer Funding says you're approved, guaranteed, even if you have bad credit or no credit. All you need is a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99 for only 12 months. We even report on your credit, so you can help start to build or rebuild a positive rating today. Call 1-800-987-8801. Call right now and we'll include a free 20-inch LCD TV and over $300 of additional free gifts and upgrades with your paid purchase. Don't wait. Call now for your computer or wireless laptop and help build or rebuild your credit today. Call 1-800-987-8801. 1-800-987-8801. That's 1-800-987-8801.
Right now at the Home Depot, take 50% off our already low prices on all Christmas decorations, which means next Christmas will be bigger and merrier than ever before. And you might want to make a pass by the storage totes, because with savings like this, you're going to need one or five. Get 50% off all Christmas decorations, but hurry. When they're gone, they're gone. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
Fairy residents, this is Tooth speaking. I'm sorry, did you say credit? Credit Fairy? Perhaps you have the wrong number. Actually, no, I'm not familiar with the Credit Fairy. And I know all the fairies. We're a tight-knit bunch. Why don't you tell me more about what the Credit Fairy does? Maybe it'll ring a bell. The Credit Fairy magically raises your credit score so you'll be more likely to receive better interest rates? I'm pretty sure there's not a Credit Fairy. But I do know you can improve your credit rating by paying bills on time and keeping your credit card balances low. Glad I could help. Me? Well, I leave money under children's pillows. Adults? No, kids only. But I do know a good dentist.
There's no magic to improving your credit, but there is help, and it's free. Go to creditfairy.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by the Consumer Bankers Foundation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights Education Fund, and the Ad Council.
Rheumatoid arthritis is on the rise among women. RA can't be cured, but you can learn to control it. I am Colorado State Senator Evie Hudak. I am joining Women in Government, an organization of state policymakers, to tell you that controlling RA is easier than ever. Contact your rheumatologist about early diagnosis, new treatments, exercise, and self-management techniques. To learn more, visit womeningovernment.org. That's womeningovernment.org.
Here, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on am760.net.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 24 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz coming up in just a few minutes. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Charles in Los Angeles on Gitmo. Hey, Charles.
Yes, good. Good morning. Agree with Chris's wise statement. You know, let's make sure that we're not committing crimes down in Gitmo in the, now.
And, what's that?
That we're not committing crimes in Gitmo.
Yeah, well, you know, Jim and I guess, kind of agree that, you know, why not keep Gitmo open? Just make sure that we're not doing the evil crap that we were doing before.
Well, yeah, it's not the location. It's what we were doing there.
It's the symbolism of Guantanamo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then the other thing, too, is we do have terrorists on American soil now from that first World Trade bombing.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't escaped.
Yep.
Now, the third point deals with this credit card thing. You know, the interest rate on credit cards used to be tax deductible.
Yep.
That's right.
And I'd like to see that reinstated, so if you can pass it on to your friends in Congress, that'd be a great thing for millions of Americans.
Yes, because, you know, they fear me, like the Republican Congress people fear Rush.
Right.
All right.
Uh-huh.
I want a report on this on my desk by the end of the day, Congresswoman Schultz. All right.
Yeah, she'll get right on that.
Yeah, exactly. Did I hear? I thought I heard. So I got to ask her the details of the credit card bill, because I thought I heard somewhere that the credit card companies now are going to start trying to penalize people with really good credit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people that
they're doing it now. They're cutting people's
because you're not making any money on you if you're paying your bill in full on time.
Yeah, so they're doing everything they can to make you make a late payment or to screw you up.
Yep.
See, now this is about me. So now, because, you know, I told you I'm actually, I'm an elderly shut-in that hoards, eats cat food. And
see, this is what happens.
But I pay I do. Like, I don't ever pay interest. I pay, only buy what I can afford, so I pay my whole bill on time every month.
You're one of the few.
No, I know, but that's what I'm saying. It's like now they're going, who can we screw with now? I know, the people that pay on time.
So you get a bill now that's backdated a month.
Right. Like, what they could do is reduce your limit.
Right. And have been doing that.
Right. And, that puts you over your limit if you spend a whole lot during a month, and therefore you need to pay fees for being over your limit.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. It's really insidious what they're doing.
See, that's the thing. And I'm somebody, I'm going, I have perfect credit, so I don't need to look into this. And I'm going, now I need to start.
You
going,
really
Wait
do.
A minute. You think, if I'm not doing anything wrong, they're not screwing me. Not the case. They're going, we're not making as much money over here, so now we need to figure out how to make it over here.
And as happened with me and one of our callers, too, they might suddenly, your credit card company could be bought up by another company, and suddenly you have finance charges, which you didn't have before, and they can screw up your credit rating that way.
Roz in Atlanta on Gitmo. Hey, Roz, welcome.
Oh, well, apparently no one in Congress or Senate has the foggiest idea how the American prison system works.
Harry Reid apparently believes that there's some point in the transfer of prisoners where they let them go for a while.
Well, the bottom line is, in Gitmo, they're all among people that speak their own language. They socialize together in the prison population. You bring them to America, first thing you're going to have to do is separate them from the general population. That means you're going to put them in isolation.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to put them in solitary confinement. They're going to be with guards that don't speak their language. They don't have any interaction with people from their own country. And you ask anybody that's been in a foreign prison where you don't speak the language and you're isolated, you'll tell those people anything. That'll work better than waterboarding.
Mm-hmm.
And this escape from solitary confinement.
Yeah, well, you know, I have a friend, you know, a friend that works in a lot of the maximum security prisons here as a psychologist, and she was even saying it, within the prisons, I mean, much more so than on the outside. It's very racially, you know, the racially segregated and the gangs. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I saw Oz. I know what goes on.
Listen, I watch MSNBC by mistake on the weekends.
God.
Not because I want to. That's what's on.
I'm just hoping it's more like Oz and less like, you know, Midnight Express or something. Go on.
All right. Big doings, as we said, on Capitol Hill with, of course, the failure of the Gitmo funding and the passage of the Credit Card Bill of Rights. We will find out the details of all of that from Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz coming up next on the Newsmaker Hotline on the Stephanie Miller Show.
You know, a lot of nice mail comes across my desk. I mean, with GEICO's 97% customer satisfaction rate, it's understandable, right? Now, while I wish I could respond to each letter individually, I'll address a few of them here. To Brenda in Houston, yes, GEICO insures over 18 million drivers. Tony in Tulsa, I do enjoy backgammon. And David from St. Louis, I'm not quite sure how you mailed a meatloaf, but thanks all the same.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You want sports? You need DirecTV. Get the most sports in HD with our exclusive sports packages so you can follow your favorite teams no matter where you live. Get 150 channels for just $29.99 a month for a full year. Call today and ask how to get 3 months of Stars and Showtime free. It's free and easy to switch. Call right now for sports. 888-DIRECTV. Mention code OFFER. 888-DIRECTV.
Prices reflect rebate after online redemption. HD access and equipment required. Offers end 2/10. New customers only on approved credit. Credit card required. Other conditions apply.
Speeds on the metro highways continue to be hitting the posted limits. Volume is extremely light as you're out and about. No delays to get in your way. In the high country, slick spots on I-70 between Georgetown and Eagle will be snow-packed over Vail Pass. Chain laws are in effect for the big rigs over Loveland Pass. Let's take a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a mild day temperature-wise with a high of about 41, 42 degrees, as well as mostly sunny skies. Currently, it's 23. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
If you want the best price when you sell your gold, it's easy. Just take it to Fast Cash. At Fast Cash, you'll get 40% more for your gold in cash and on the spot. So don't get ripped off. Get a quote before you sell and get what your gold's really worth. Visit FastCashGoldCenters.com.
This week on Colorado State of Mind, the Emmy-winning series on Rocky Mountain PBS. Which news stories defined 2009? And what effect did they have on Colorado and the nation? A panel of Colorado journalists share their thoughts on the confounding, serious, and surprising stories of the year. And which ones will make their mark on the new year? The discussion happens on Colorado State of Mind. Tonight at 7:30 on Rocky Mountain PBS Channel 6. Weigh in anytime at rmpbs.org. Watch Colorado State of Mind. Tonight at 7:30 on Rocky Mountain PBS.
Right now, your Honda dealer encourages you to get out there and enjoy some great holiday traditions. For example, the annual fruitcake tossing contest here in Manitou Springs, Colorado. Oh, and here's last year's runner-up. Excuse me, can you describe the scene out here?
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of flying fruitcake. You've got people testing their baked goods engineering.
Engineering?
Well, yeah. Some people like to front-load with your heavier stuff, like your nuts and your candied cherries, and keep the back end lighter. Myself, I like a few raisins back there for balance. Okay. I'm looking to go 400 feet this year.
Wow. Okay. And what kind of equipment do you launch with?
Well, I'm debating between this crossbow and this 12-foot-tall medieval catapult I built.
Wow.
What? That's going to leave a mark. Those front-loaded fruitcakes, smart.
Yes, they do. Everyone has their favorite holiday tradition. For your Honda dealer, it's Happy Honda Days, when Honda dealers give some of the best deals of the year on lots of Honda models. So see your Honda dealer now during Happy Honda Days.
Hi, this is Dave Logan, speaking for the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. Colorectal cancer is now the second leading cancer killer in the U.S. However, it can be prevented with a screening test that finds and removes small growths in the colon called polyps before they become cancerous. Men and women 50 and older should talk to their doctor about colorectal cancer screening. In health, as in football, winning starts with a good defense.
Call the American Cancer Society at 1-866-227-7914.
I'm Ellie the Mammoth, and my friend Sid the Sloth knows what being a great parent is all about.
I'm responsible, loving, nurturing.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, it is so hard to find funny women, and you are hilarious.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, 33 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Big, big, big doings. Lots going on Capitol Hill. If only there was someone wired in. Somebody that, what? Chris, who is it?
Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz from the great state of Florida.
She's our favorite.
Yes, she is.
Good morning, Congresswoman.
That's some impressive music.
Well, you are an impressive woman. Listen, before we get to all the big doings on Capitol Hill, I have to tell you something personally. We talked last time, obviously, about your battle with breast cancer and how, you know, the bill you had on the floor of Congress and you know, everything that you're doing to speak out about it. I found out in the meantime that someone in my family has breast cancer.
Oh, and, really?
Yeah, and I have to tell you, I told you it's because of you. I got a mammogram, and I'm clean, but I was like 3 years late. You know,
that was so touching and meaningful to me, Stephanie. And you know, the fact that you are such a high-profile personality to help get the word out about the importance of early detection and young women being focused on young women and all women being focused on their breast health is so incredibly helpful and important. So thank you so much. We have 301 co-sponsors of the Early Act now on the House side.
Thank you, because that's what I was saying is that's the thing. We all get busy. I didn't even realize that my last one was 3 years ago. You know, it's one of those things that you just, unless people like you are speaking out and doing something about it, I mean, that's the tragedy, is how many people die just because they you know, got busy and forgot to get
personal neglect. Many women put everybody else in front of themselves, and they don't focus on their own health and their own health care needs. So the screening and the awareness is very important.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, particularly if you're like me and you never had any, you know, family history or anything like that, but I think, you know, that's
it.
Yeah, well, really, yeah, same thing,
no,
right?
Can't.
Well, anyway, can't be careful enough. And thanks again. I just wanted to thank you again on that.
Thank you very much.
Now, Congressman, a lot of stuff going on that people are talking about. The Gitmo funding. Let's talk about the credit card bill of rights first, because that's obviously on the mind of a lot of consumers. Can you tell us the ins and outs of this bill?
What this bill would do is it levels the playing field between card issuers and consumers by applying some common sense regulations that would do things like banning retroactive interest rate hikes on existing balances, banning double cycle billing, playing around with due date gimmicks, because, you know, how many of us have dealt with a situation where, you know, you were about 30 seconds late on your credit card payment, and all of a sudden they jack you up without warning to an unbelievably high interest rate and make that permanent.
Yep.
And I mean, that's how some of the, you know, people who are already having difficulty paying their credit card bills get into an impossible situation that they can't get out of. So credit card holder bill of rights is designed to make sure that we take the gotcha out of credit card bills and make sure that we can get some steadying on people's balances.
Well, yeah, we were just talking about that, you know, that was the latest thing, you know, we've been hearing, is that even people that have perfect credit, now they're thinking, you know, how can we get those people? How can we, you know, make, because we're not making any money on people that aren't paying interest.
It's almost like the credit card companies are lying in wait for their customers to, you know, just make a mistake. And then they come in, they move in for the kill. And that's not fair. The font size that some of these interest rate hikes are printed in is ridiculous. Look, I represent a constituency that has many, many senior citizens who, you know, have trouble with their eyesight as they get older. And the font size alone is challenging. They're just caught unawares, and so their balances spiral ever upwards, and they can really never dig out. I mean, some of these large balances, the prediction is that it would take someone decades to actually pay it off if they were just paying the minimums on their credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't want to encourage people to pay the minimums. We want to make sure that we establish some financial literacy so that people understand that they shouldn't be using their credit cards as, you know, free money.
Right.
But we've got to restore some balance here and some fairness and get rid of the gotcha in credit card bill.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know the differences between the House and Senate versions have to be worked out, but it looks like it will get to the president before Memorial Day recess.
Yeah, we expect that it will, yeah.
Okay. Here's what I love is whenever you guys try to get something done, a Republican does... This is the moment that made me go, Senator Tom Coburn, the Republican of Oklahoma, attached an amendment that would restore a Bush administration policy allowing loaded guns in national parks.
What does that have to do
with helping the people that are struggling with their credit card debt?
I know. There is very little that Senator Coburn does that I understand, or that anyone understands, to be honest with you. But, you know, that's on par with the NRA, who thinks that you should also be able to bring weapons into hospitals. So,
you know, I haven't heard such a good idea in a while, Congresswoman, to get people liquored up and armed before they go into national parks for Memorial Day. I think that's wise.
Not quite moving in the new direction that we'd like to see. It also really has absolutely the dramatity rules that occur exist in the Senate are baffling. You could never attach an amendment like that to credit card legislation in the House because it would never be germane. But Senate is a unique institution.
Right. Now, Congresswoman, let's move along to we're mad at everybody this morning, by the way, over the Gitmo thing. I mean, I think the administration should have had the foresight to know this was going to be a political hot potato, right? But at the same time, you know, I think we're going to have to take some of these prisoners, aren't we? Or we're not going to be able to get any other countries to take them.
Well, Stephanie, I think President Obama definitely recognized that it was going to be a hot potato. I don't think that there was any illusion in the administration that this was going to be a challenging and difficult issue. But President Obama knows he was elected to stand up for what he believes is right. And the stain, the human rights stain that Gitmo has become is incredibly important to me that we wipe it clean. What we're going to do and what we included in the Supplemental Appropriations Act, and I serve on the Appropriations Committee, is we made sure that the administration needs to develop and write and issue a plan and assess the risk of each of the prisoners that are currently detained at Gitmo and that they cannot be released.
Right, but Congresswoman, what I'm asking is, don't you think they should have done that before they asked for the funding? Because now we're in this political hot potato with the Republicans, right?
No, I don't really think that the order made much difference. We were going to the Republicans are hell bent on trying to make this, you know, more of an issue than it is. Mm-hmm. You know, we have maximum security prisons. I mean, how many front page newspaper stories in America have we seen where you have prisoners escaping from maximum security facilities?
Right. Right.
So, I mean, this is an overblown, fan the flames issue because the Republicans don't have any other issues.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Everybody needs to step back, take a deep breath. We will not do anything that is going to risk the lives or the safety of Americans on the continental U.S. soil.
Mm-hmm.
And I have absolutely no qualms about that. And that's why we took the extra step in the Congress of making sure that report is required, the assessment is required, so that we can make sure that everybody...
You agree, Congresswoman, with Senator Durbin, that you think we will get there with closing Gitmo. It's just this is just delaying it for a bit.
I think we're going to get there, and we're going to get there in a responsible way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I have to ask you about the whole the right trying to make Nancy Pelosi the issue in torture and where you stand on that, because I find it pretty incredible.
They are lost. The Republicans are lost in the wilderness. They have nothing else. So, you know, the fact that the Speaker had a situation in which she is trying to articulate something that is very difficult to articulate. I mean, we're talking about intelligence information that she is not allowed to divulge.
Right.
So, I mean,
so exactly. John Boehner knows very well that she can't produce evidence because it's classified. Right.
Imagine trying to tiptoe through a press conference talking about issues that are top secret and that you're prohibited from divulging.
Right.
So people who are criticizing her and suggesting that she somehow, was trying to, lie her way through the press conference or rewrite history, don't understand that when you serve on the Intelligence Committee, you are prohibited.
Yes.
I mean, bottom line is that the Speaker is opposed to torture. The Democrats in Congress and the president is opposed to torture, and we are the ones that made sure that that message was sent upon President Obama's election, that torture is not the policy of the United States, and because it was the policy of the United States, and we discovered that, we've made sure that we are taking the steps to ensure that it never happens again.
Well,
and that is the bottom line.
Right, and you know, frankly, yesterday, I mean, the president said he has confidence in Speaker Pelosi. You know, David Obie, Senator Graham. There's a number of people now that are not only supporting her but backing up her story. And I think, frankly, you know, this is more reason why we need to get this all out in the open, and we need to, you know, prosecute the people that ordered torture, not the people that couldn't have prevented it.
Let's even go back to Senator Bob Graham's comments of a few days ago, who was the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee at the time that these events unfolded, and he has backed up the speaker's recollection. So we need to make sure that the bottom line message is what's clear. We don't tolerate torture in the United States of America, and we get down in the mud and risk the safety of our own detainees in other countries if we go there. And we need to make sure that we roll back the horrific policy of the Bush administration that allowed torture to occur, and that we turn the page so that we can restore the United States' credibility as a leader in human rights.
Don't you love everybody trying to repair their reputation now? Did you see Karen Hughes? Oh, I said torture was wrong. I said that a lot behind closed doors.
Yeah, right. Yada, yada,
thanks. Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, will you host the show with me every day for all 3 hours?
I think she has more important things to do.
Doesn't hurt to ask.
No, I don't know. You know, any time, Stephanie. It is always, I will go back to that. It is so much more fun to be on the same side.
Yeah, exactly. Whew, I'll say. All right. Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, thanks for coming on with us as always. We appreciate it.
Take care. Good to talk to you.
All right. There she goes.
Yay.
Yeah. Woo! Back in the primary days, that was a cold sweat in the Larry King green room when I knew I was going up against her.
It was a little prickly.
We got in a little spat on the radio show, but now it's all been magically healed. All right. 44 minutes after the hour, back with the latest on the Gitmo controversy as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is not normal.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Did you know that last year smoking-related diseases killed 1 in 10 adults globally and nearly 500,000 people in the United States alone? How many times have you tried to quit smoking only to start back up again? How would you like to try an electronic smoking device for free that looks and tastes just like the real thing? Hi, I'm Dr. Richard Sandor for Smoke Assist, the revolutionary electronic smoking device that really satisfies. No tobacco, no smell, no tar, no stained teeth, no smelly clothes, and no more guilt. Live a healthy lifestyle for you and your loved ones. Now you can get Smoke Assist, $130 value for free. Improve your life today and be healthy. I'm so confident that Smoke Assist will work for you that I'm going to give it to you for free.
Get Smoke Assist right now for free. Call 800-737-0357. Get one for you or a friend. 800-737-0357. Limited free offer, so call now. 800-737-0357. That's 800-737-0357.
Now, anywhere cough and cold strikes, Pure Robitussin Relief is ready to go anywhere you go. Introducing new Robitussin To Go. The cough and cold symptom relief you want in a neat little single-dose spoon that goes anywhere. New Robitussin To Go. The medicine has already been dissolved, ready for your body to take in. Anytime, anywhere. New Robitussin To Go. Pure Robitussin Relief To Go.
Use as directed. Medicine works over time.
Standing next to me is power sports fanatic Larry. He has a passion for motorcycles, boats, and RVs. His second passion is saving money, so he reuses everything, including food.
You make it sound gross.
He uses fast food grease to power his car.
Everything smells like fries.
And reuses toothpaste.
It's not good if you're squeamish.
But you don't have to be like Larry, because Geico makes it easy by helping you save on power sports insurance. To see how much you could save, visit geico.com or call 1-800-442-9253.
If you open your ears,
and I'm just one of those regular guys,
your
mind will follow.
I am a liberal.
I consider myself an independent.
And it just blows my mind.
It doesn't matter what side you're from. What matters is what you say, the truth.
Listen.
Be more informed.
Become more informed.
Learn.
I learn a lot. I feel like I get all the real news from you guys.
Talk.
The honest, regular folk.
AM 760.
Taking action.
Colorado's progressive talk.
Want to know something cool about Geico and renter's insurance?
Do I?
Okay, well, let's say you buy some presents, but they get stolen.
Oh, mercy me!
Let me finish. Well, Geico can help with that, even if they're stolen from your car or right out of your hands.
My word.
Not done yet. And coverage is as little as $12 a month. You just kiss me.
I get excited.
Yeah, maybe a little.
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit Geico.com.
Hey, what's up? Thinking about you. XOXOXO. Want to snuggle. Dot, dot, dot. JK. Hit me back. You getting these texts? Question mark. We should hang later. I miss you. Holla at ya, boy. Holla back. Holla back. Holla back. Are you at home? Where are you? What are you doing? OMG. You are making me mad. Are you with your ex? You better text me back. I'm waiting outside your house.
Relentless aggressive texting is like sending an angry robot to deliver your message. When does the robot become dangerous? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com.
Thatsnotcool.com.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here, AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on AM760.net.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, 49 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Chris in Chicago on torture. Hi, Chris.
Hi. I have a couple of fears regarding torture, not just the torture that we have committed, the torture in general.
Mm-hmm.
The torture that that we've been using is really just about mimicking that was used on Irish folks, where they found it to be torture. They found people guilty. Nobody ever did time. Torturers are rarely, if ever, punished. And once torture has insinuated itself into our hierarchy, it's part of us now.
Mm.
We can't get it out.
Well, and I beg to differ. I think that's what, you know, certainly the Obama administration is trying to do. We're trying to reclaim our good name and say this is not who we are.
You know, I will send you a book because there are several studies that show that, and that not only that, but the torturable class expands once it started. In other words, right now we can't stand these people, so we're torturing them pretty soon.
Yeah, but Chris,
somebody else.
Look at what's his name? How do you say his name? Ali Soufan, the FBI agent. I mean, there was obviously a lot of debate and dissension. Look at Karen Hughes saying, "Oh, you know, I argued against this behind closed doors." I mean, there was a lot of dissension even in the Bush administration with people that knew it wasn't right and that it didn't work.
We were torturing people in Cambodia. It didn't just disappear within the CIA once, you know, the war stops. Okay, we're not doing that anymore. That was in there. Before the memos came down, there were people there on the ground who knew the techniques, who knew how to use, you know, these kinds of tactics.
So you're saying it's just human nature, that everyone's just going to be a torturer and there's nothing you can do about it?
No, not at all. But this book, Unspeakable Acts, Ordinary People,
mm-hmm.
The Dynamics of Torture by John Conroy, cites so many studies in which they say that it's there. It may go underground,
mm-hmm.
but it is part of
well,
it. I don't think
right, it, but it certainly makes a difference if you have it coming from the top, in this case, Bush and Cheney, essentially ordering these techniques.
That is just spelling it right out there, and that was brilliant, you know, that it had to come out. But, and I don't think we're going to be running around the globe doing this secretly.
Right. No, I hear you. I hear you. I mean, the problem is this is not, again, not a few bad apples, you know. This was all the way from the top, and it was ordered specifically to get faulty information to get us into the Iraq war. Let's go to James in Pittsburgh. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show on Pelosi. Hello, James.
Hello. I'm completely against just about everything you just said there and your last guest there.
We'll make a note of it.
First of all, it's your opinion and that caller's opinion, and you have nothing
about
to back it up to say that about the enhanced interrogations.
Torture.
It's torture.
It's torture.
Oh, that's your opinion.
No, it's a mask.
Okay.
Enhanced? You mean gonna, like that's like okay, a breast enhancement?
Okay, so that's what you do. You just quiet the other side, the other opinion, right? I'm calling in for an opinion. Uh-huh. Do I get a chance to give my opinion on it?
Yes, I'm saying that's a euphemism used to disguise to what is torture.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
Like, how come we called it torture when the Japanese did it to us in World War II and then we executed
The Japanese, according to documents, didn't have psychologists available, didn't have doctors available, weren't paying attention to exactly what they were doing. The prisoners had
we've killed people, you know.
See, you're not even listening here.
We've killed people under torture as well.
You're right.
Yep.
Okay, but that's what's wrong with your side. You won't even listen to you have no.
I'm listening to you, but you keep on
trying to put words in my mouth and aren't letting me.
James, we're not going to let you filibuster though.
Filibuster.
Especially when you're spouting off false statements.
Okay, you're trying to explain why it was different when the Japanese did it to us.
I'm using facts.
Okay. How is it different?
You guys are using opinions.
No, I'm not. The Japanese waterboarded our prisoners. We called it torture and we executed them. Why is it now an enhanced interrogation technique and not torture when we do it?
Okay, it's torture. That's right. You happy?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Torture.
Yes, I'm so happy.
It was needed. Okay, so.
I'm sorry. It is torture, but it was necessary.
In 2002 and 2003, how come the majority of people, including Democrats, wanted to do everything they could to get information out of these people? And they voted for it, and they said,
yes,
okay.
Because they were terrified.
And Pelosi, even Rachel Maddow, a very left person on MSNBC, interviews her, and she contradicts herself twice.
James, okay, did I hear you say, yes, okay, it's torture, but it was necessary?
It was necessary as enhanced interrogation procedures because they needed something more to get to these people. Not
except they used it to get false information.
James, but they got false information.
When they started using quote unquote enhanced interrogation techniques.
James, do you remember that? Do you remember?
When are you inside the CIA getting the information saying, "Oh, it's false"? Where did you get that information from?
James, do you know the Al Libby, the terrorist? Do you remember the terrorist named Al Libby? Remember, Dick Cheney cited him over and over.
Can you answer my question? Where
no, you can answer my question first. Do you remember Dick Cheney cited him many, many times as the person that said there is a link between Saddam and Al Qaeda? Do you remember that?
Yeah,
as it turned out, he recanted his confession. It was under torture. The CIA admitted that it was faulty information, and Dick Cheney continued to lie about it.
Okay, 1 out of 100. Well, okay,
no, we got a lot of faulty information.
Pelosi's lying too. So now,
what? How do you know that?
Lying about what?
I mean, they're all
how is she lying?
I don't like them.
Were you in the briefing, James?
Were you?
Well, you're asserting that she was lying. So were you in the briefings? Do you have proof of that?
Yes.
You do. How is that? How come a lot of other senators and congresspeople are backing her up now?
How come the majority of people don't back her up?
What do you mean the majority of people? The majority of people weren't in those briefings,
Rachel
but Senator
Maddow,
Bob Graham was.
Rachel Maddow nailed her and didn't even mean to. Her own person nailed her.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, so you didn't see it.
Yeah, I did see it. I watch it almost every night.
Okay, it's contradictory. She contradicted herself.
Nancy Pelosi didn't order the torture. The Bush administration did.
It's a distraction.
Okay.
All right, James, I love you. I miss you. Love you already.
Jesus.
Okay.
He's trying to throw chum in the water.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, yeah, but you did. Yeah, but over here. Look over there. Look over here. Look over there. Look, when the North Koreans and the Chinese tortured our guys in Korea, they did it specifically to get false information to use at show trials. That's what you use it for, and that's what they did, too, because they desperately wanted a link between Al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein, which did not exist, which George Bush has admitted.
Kim in St. Paul, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I am a hippy-dippy liberal, obviously, because with all this Gitmo business, I've been thinking all along that the idea would be to do, like, meaningful trials and then either convict people or let them go from Gitmo. And so the idea of releasing them to the U.S. into, like, maximum security prisons, frankly, I think is an awful idea from a human rights perspective, because you're going to isolate them. They're going to be around people who don't speak their language, as one of your callers noted earlier.
Right.
And then they're going to sit here, what, for years while a habeas case grinds through the court process?
Yeah, well, all good points. We will continue on that. Also, the Credit Card Bill of Rights passed. Harry Reid has some thoughts about that in stand-up news next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Attention, if you're attempting to lose weight, please stay tuned for an important opportunity. In a 6-month clinical study, participants lost an average of 30 pounds without changing their eating habits or routine. Now, Sensa is conducting a market trial in this listening area. If you're trying to lose weight, you are eligible to try Sensa free for 30 days. Call 1-800-714-3643 now to request your free trial. Participation in this free trial does not require any dieting, pills, or change in lifestyle. In fact, we only ask that you continue your current eating habits. Just use clinically proven Sensa, the same weight loss breakthrough you've seen on Extra, Dateline NBC, and America's Newsroom. Results are guaranteed. If you want to lose weight, you are eligible to participate in this market trial. Sensa has not yet been released to stores, so for your 30-day free trial, you must call this number now. 1-800-714-3643. That's 1-800-714.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. A deadly start to the new year in northwest Pakistan. A bomb attack at a volleyball match crowded with spectators has left at least 70 people dead, according to local TV news accounts. Reporter Chris Albritton has more from Islamabad.
During a volleyball match, a suicide car bomb. The driver drove onto the field of the volleyball tournament and blew himself up. The explosion was so powerful that it collapsed buildings around the volleyball field.
This is the latest attack in the region bordering Afghanistan since the Pakistani government launched an offensive against insurgents in South Waziristan. President Obama may be on vacation in Hawaii, but he will spend a good part of this holiday going over preliminary reports on last week's attempt to blow up a U.S. airliner. More from CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer in Honolulu.
The government is, as one official puts it, rescrubbing the list of more than 500,000 potential terrorists, shifting some to the no-fly list, the list that should have included the Christmas Day Flight 253 suspect. The entire list procedure is a focus of the president's review. It will likely be a key topic when he meets with key agency and department chiefs next week in the White House Situation Room.
Mr. Obama's nominee to head the Transportation Security Administration, Errol Sothers, has hit a new snag. Here's CBS News correspondent Dan Revive.
The Washington Post reports Sothers revealed that when he was an FBI agent, he improperly delved into law enforcement records to find derogatory information on the boyfriend of his estranged wife. And Sothers now admits giving inaccurate statements to a Senate committee about that, though he says he forgot the details because it was over 20 years ago.
The CEO of Delta Delta Airlines says he's angry that despite complying with government security requirements, the 289 passengers and crew aboard the Christmas Day flight were put at risk by a suspected terrorist. A military lawyer says the government botched the case against five Blackwater Worldwide security guards, leading to the dismissal of all charges. They were accused in the 2007 shooting deaths of 17 Iraqis in Baghdad. Retired Marine Major Haitham Faraj says it shouldn't have happened.
These are career prosecutors. They are very skilled, very trained, highly educated, and the mistakes they made are unconscionable.
Well, they're still talking. Negotiators for Fox, which airs American Idol and other hit shows, are trying to reach a deal with Time Warner to avert the cable company pulling the network in a dispute over fees. A similar fee fight has led to Scripps Howard taking its Food Network and HDTV off Cablevision. This is the hour the annual Tournament of Roses parade steps off in Pasadena. In a few hours, a New Year's Day football classic will be played, but as Andrew Molenbeek of KNX reports, something will be missing.
The two teams that are playing in the Rose Bowl game later this afternoon, neither is from Southern California. And that's the first time that we've had that here in about, I think, 7-8 years. So certainly we have two fan bases from different parts of the country that are getting maybe their first look at the Rose Parade.
The big game features Oregon against Ohio State. This is CBS News.
How would you like to promote your small business with a free local radio ad campaign and win some cash? A small business grant worth $35,000. Just go to lovealocalbusiness.com to nominate your business in the random drawing. Customers can nominate you too and increase your chances of winning. Lovealocalbusiness.com, where praise pays your favorite local businesses. Sponsored by Intuit. No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C., 18 or older, may submit a nomination by January 31st, 2010. For official rules and details, visit lovealocalbusiness.com.
Right now, your Honda dealer encourages you to get out there and enjoy some great holiday traditions. If you're near Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin, enter the Ice Cube Hunt at the annual Chenet Days Winter Festival. If you're near Yorktown, Virginia, go on down to the river for the holiday boat parade and bonfire. And if you're near a Honda dealer, go save yourself some money, because this is when Honda dealers give some of the best deals of the year on lots of Honda vehicles. Hey, you have your favorite holiday traditions, and we have ours. So see your Honda dealer now during Happy Honda Days.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
I'm Brenda Stewart with an AM 760 progressive news update.
This is always a hopeful time as we celebrate the end of one year and the beginning of another.
President Obama offering the country his New Year's message, looking ahead to brighter days and also acknowledging the painful year gone by. The first family heads back to the White House from Hawaii next week. A twist in Wednesday's shooting at the Fowler Software Company in Federal Heights. 42-year-old Thomas Chancho from Castle Rock was found shot to death in the office building. An autopsy concluded his injuries weren't consistent with suicide.
Therefore, the Adams County Sheriff's Office does believe that Thomas Chancho is the victim of a homicide and was not the gunman.
Sergeant Candy Baker says Rex Fowler was also shot and is hospitalized in critical condition. It'll be a cold, cold bath for hundreds of people in Boulder this morning. The annual Polar Bear Plunge at Boulder Reservoir takes place at 11:30 this morning. Last year's event drew in about 900 people to raise money for Alzheimer's research. In sports, the Broncos close out the regular season on Sunday against the Chiefs at Invesco Field at Mile High. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Brenda Stewart. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Speeds on the metro highways continue to be hitting the posted limits. Volume is extremely light as you're out and about. No delays to get in your way. In the high country, slick spots on I-70 between Georgetown and Eagle will be snow-packed over Vail Pass. Chain laws are in effect for the big rigs over Loveland Pass. Let's take a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a mild day temperature-wise with a high of about 41, 42 degrees, as well as mostly sunny skies. Currently, it's 23. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
If you sell your gold through the mail to some out-of-town stranger, you're getting ripped off. Take it to Fast Cash, and you'll get 40% more in cash and on the spot. Want to get what your gold's really worth? Get a quote from Fast Cash before you sell. Visit FastCashGoldCenters.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour and still no Dick.
Oh, dear. Dick Cheney got preempted. The president's still talking. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll-free from anywhere. StephanieMiller.com, the website, check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris LaVoy, voice deity Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, Representative Gerald Nadler of the great state of New York. We will get the latest on that bomb plot that was foiled in New York City, and talk to him about much more, about the president's speech on Gitmo and much more. Also, magically, the hilarious comedian Carol Leifer will appear live in studio in just a moment. All right, let's check in with the president and see what he's wrapping up his speech.
Thorough review of this practice. We plan to embrace several principles for reform. We will apply a stricter legal test to material that can be protected under the state secrets privilege. We will not assert the privilege in court without first following our own formal process, including review by a Justice Department committee and the personal approval of the Attorney General. And each year we will voluntarily report to Congress when we have invoked the privilege and why. Because, as I said before, there must be proper oversight over our actions.
Oversight?
On all these matters related to the disclosure of sensitive information, I wish I could say that there was some simple formula out there to be had. There is not. These often involve tough calls, involve competing concerns, and they require a surgical approach. But the common thread that runs through all of my decisions is simple. We will safeguard what we must to protect the American people, but we will also ensure the accountability and oversight that is the hallmark of our constitutional system. I will never hide the truth because it's uncomfortable. I will deal with Congress and the courts as co-equal branches of government. I will tell the American people what I know and don't know, and when I release something publicly or keep something secret, I will tell you why.
Look, we may not agree on abortion, but we should find some common ground. Oh, sorry! Wrong speech. Oops.
Found this speech. You're not here yet, Carol Leifer.
All the areas that I've discussed today, the policies that I've proposed represent a new direction from the last 8 years. To protect the American people and our values, we've banned enhanced interrogation techniques. We are closing the prison at Guantanamo.
Yahoo!
We are reforming military commissions, and we will pursue a new legal regime to detain terrorists. We are declassifying more information and embracing more oversight of our actions. And we're narrowing our use of the state secrets privilege. These are dramatic changes that will put our approach to national security on a surer, safer, and more sustainable footing. Their implementation will take time, but they will get done. There's a core principle that we will apply to all of our actions. Even as we clean up the mess at Guantanamo, we will constantly reevaluate our approach, subject our decisions to review from other branches of government, as well as the public. We seek the strongest and most sustainable legal framework for addressing these issues in the long term. Not to serve immediate politics, but to do what's right over the long term. By doing that, we can leave behind a legacy that outlasts my administration, my presidency, that endures for the next president and the president after that. A legacy that protects the American people and enjoys broad legitimacy at home and abroad. Now, this is what I mean when I say that we need to focus on the future. I recognize that many still have a strong desire to focus on the past. When it comes to actions of the last 8 years, passions are high.
War crimes.
Some
war
Americans crimes. Are angry.
War criminals.
Others want to refight debates that have been settled. In some cases, debates that they have lost.
Talking to you, Dick.
I know that these debates lead directly, in some cases, to a call for a fuller accounting, perhaps through an independent commission. Now, I've opposed the creation of such a commission because I believe that our existing democratic institutions are strong enough to deliver accountability.
Are the pauses getting longer?
The Congress can review abuses of our ballots.
She's in an echoey place.
And there are ongoing inquiries by the Congress into matters like enhanced interrogation techniques.
He started by saying, hello.
The Department of Justice and our courts can work through and punish any violations of our laws or miscarriages of justice.
2, 3, 4, 5
It's
six.
No secret there's a tendency in Washington to spend our time pointing fingers at one another. And it's no secret that our media culture feeds the impulse that leads to a good fight and good copy.
That's you, Stephanie. Media
fight,
culture.
Fight.
But nothing will contribute more than that than extended relitigation of the last 8 years.
Shove chain in the lockers.
Already we've seen how that kind of effort only leads those in Washington to different sides to laying blame. It can distract us from focusing our time, our efforts, and our politics on the challenges of the future.
Put the blame game.
We see that above all in the recent debate, how the recent debate has obscured the truth and sent people into opposite and absolutist ends. On the one side of the spectrum, there are those who make little allowance for the unique challenges posed by terrorism and would almost never put national security over transparency. And on the other end of the spectrum, there are those who embrace a view that can be summarized in two words: anything goes.
Our
arguments suggest that the ends of fighting terrorism can be used to justify any means, and that the president should have blanket authority to do whatever he wants.
What's your point?
Provided it is a president with whom they agree. And both sides may be sincere in their views, but neither side is right.
But anything goes.
The American people are not absolutist. They don't elect us to impose a rigid ideology on our problems. They know that we need not sacrifice our security for our values, nor sacrifice our values for our security, so long as we approach difficult questions with honesty and care and a dose of common sense. That, after all, is the unique genius of America. That's the challenge laid down by our Constitution. That has been the source of our strength through the ages. That's what makes the United States of America different as a nation. I can stand here today as President of the United States and say without exception or equivocation that we do not torture, and that we will vigorously protect our people while forging a strong and durable framework that allows us to fight terrorism while abiding by the rule of law. Make no mistake, if we fail to turn the page on the approach that was taken over the past several years, then I will not be able to say that as president. And if we cannot stand for our core values, then we are not keeping faith with the documents that are enshrined in this hall.
He's just running out the clock now.
You know, he used the word genius. If only there was somebody that... What? Who is it, Jim?
Hey, from the great state of New York. It's
no, it's not.
Oh, isn't it? Oh.
It's Carol Leifer. Oh, okay. Hi, Carol Leifer.
Although I am from the great state of New York.
I know you are.
Yes, originally.
Hello. Boy, that's the fastest anyone's ever gotten in here. You barely finished ringing the bell. Good morning, girl genius.
Good morning.
I think, actually, you've summed it up better than the president in the title of your new book, When You Lie About Your Age, The Terrorists Win.
That's right.
Where did the title of this book come from?
You know, Stephanie, it's a line from one of the essays in my book, and it's just basically about I am for everybody just embracing who they are, be yourself, be your age, you know, and it's part of that essay of just, you know.
As you know, I have been a big fan of yours. I have loved you since I was 33 last year.
Why, thank you.
Anyway, I don't know. We have to give people the fun facts on Carol Leifer before we continue. A lot of people don't know this. You, the character of Elaine on Seinfeld was based on you, yes?
Well,
sort of.
You know, it's a very thin line. It's just that I dated Jerry and then we stayed friends. And that's where the comparison ends. I'm quite a good dancer. You know, I don't shove people across a room and, you know, say get out. I mean, you know, that's really the thin thread that it lies in. But I wrote on Seinfeld for many years and many episodes.
Right.
The rye, the beard, the lip reader, all those, you know.
She's one of the probably the most brilliant comedy writers out here, executive producers.
Stephanie, please finish your thought, but come on.
And why do I say that? I say that because you gave me a part on your brilliant sitcom All Right Already.
That's right. And if you go to YouTube, I bet you it's up there.
In which I utter the immortal line, Bone King?
That's right. You
thank
were great.
You
were excellent that day.
Why, thank you, Carol Leifer.
Yes.
I believe Carol Leifer wrote the line, Bone King.
You know what? Actually, we had a really funny groundling on that day with us, Jim. And it was his sketch that we developed into an entire episode.
Look at you giving credit.
WB show, yes.
All right. So what does the new book focus on?
You know what? It's just funny essays about everything, every parts of life. But it mostly focuses on getting older. And, you know, I'm anti-plastic surgery. I think women should, you know, and men should be who they are, embrace their age.
Right.
So it's a lot of
I agree with you
everything.
Now, but that's after I took the free plastic surgery I got for being on the radio.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Right. One of the perks.
Yes.
From a sponsor.
Now I wouldn't do it again. However... what did you just listen to the president's speech? What did you think?
Guantanamo. You know, I played there, Stephanie.
Did you?
Yes.
Is that a tough crowd?
Tough crowd.
Literally.
It was torturous. You know what? I love Obama, and I love all his policies and everything that he does. The pauses are killing me, though, in these speeches. I mean, they were dramatic and good to a point, and now you can set up camp in them.
Yes, as a comedian that lives and dies by timing, I understand.
Yeah,
the pauses.
Right, but
are all I've got.
They're becoming Ted Koppel-esque.
To do Barack Obama.
Okay.
Exactly. You see, it's that length of a pause now. Really.
Exactly. It was between this. Is Nightline. It's almost that long a pause.
Yes, yes.
It is Koppel-esque.
You know, I'm a lefty, and I love his, you know, I mean, I'm you know, gearing up for the Supreme Court. I mean,
right.
Just what bugs me about the whole process is, you know, do you think he'll, you know, get a nominee that's in line with his philosophies and think, of course he will.
Yes.
He's president. That's what he's supposed to do.
Don't you love that empathy has become the, that's a bad thing, according to the right wing.
Yeah.
That's like, you know, French and gay.
Right. You know, will your nominee be, will it be a litmus test on abortion? Yes, it will be.
Yes.
Because that's what people voted for me for. Yes, it'll be a litmus test.
Yes.
Let's
all
just
right.
be honest about it.
All right. 20 minutes after the hour, the president just wrapping up. Oh, there's Dick.
Oh, who's that?
Dick Cheney. We'll let Carol Leifer heckle him live and Representative Gerald Nadler as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
We're an unusual family.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Did you know that last year smoking-related diseases killed 1 in 10 adults globally? And nearly 500,000 people in the United States alone. How many times have you tried to quit smoking only to start back up again? How would you like to try an electronic smoking device for free that looks and tastes just like the real thing? Hi, I'm Dr. Richard Sandor for Smoke Assist, the revolutionary electronic smoking device that really satisfies. No tobacco, no smell, no tar, no stained teeth, no smelly clothes, and no more guilt. Live a healthy lifestyle for you and your loved ones. Now you can get Smoke Assist, $130 value for free. Improve your life today and be healthy. I'm so confident that Smoke Assist will work for you that I'm going to give it to you for free.
Get Smoke Assist right now for free. Call 800-737-0357. Get one for you or a friend. 800-737-0357. Limited free offer, so call now. 800-737-0357. That's 800-737-0357.
Now, anywhere cough and cold strikes, Pure Robitussin Relief is ready to go anywhere you go. Introducing new Robitussin to go. The cough and cold symptom relief you want in a neat little single-dose spoon that goes anywhere. New Robitussin to go. The medicine has already been dissolved, ready for your body to take in. Anytime, anywhere. New Robitussin to go. Pure Robitussin Relief to go.
Use as directed. Medicine works over time.
There's never been a better time to meet that perfect someone, to meet the person you've been waiting for. Announcing the New Year's free communication event from eHarmony. This Wednesday through Sunday, you'll get up to 5 days to communicate with your compatible matches absolutely free.
When Sam and I were matched, I knew it was deeper and more meaningful.
We went on our first date, and going through my mind was, you know, I have such a connection with this girl.
The New Year's free communication event. Start your year off right. Visit eHarmony.com today and communicate with your matches absolutely free.
Want to know something cool about Geico and renter's insurance?
Do I?
Okay, well, let's say you buy some presents, but they get stolen.
Oh, mercy me!
Let me finish. Well, Geico can help with that, even if they're stolen from your car or right out of your hands.
My word.
Not done yet. And coverage is as little as $12 a month.
Yeah.
You just kissed me.
I get excited.
Yeah, maybe a little.
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit Geico.com.
There's never been a better time to find the home of your dreams. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know the Home Buyer Tax Credit has been extended and expanded. Current homeowners can receive a $6,500 tax credit. First-time buyers are still eligible to receive an $8,000 credit. The opportunity of a lifetime ends April 30th. Talk to a Realtor for qualification details or visit houselogic.com/homebuyertaxcredit. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today. Income qualification applies. Only Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Winter driving, it's just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snowplows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snowplows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly, and plow far and wide. Very wide. Slow down when approaching a snowplow. They're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snowplow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind a plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snowplows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
You are listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 23 minutes after the hour. We joined Dick live in progress. Oh, he just said we shouldn't look back, Jim. Back, you know, where the war crimes are. Don't look back there.
That attack itself was, of course, the most devastating strike in a series of terrorist plots carried out against America.
Oh, and that happened on your watch. That's right. Oh, I don't need to hear any more. I'd rather talk to somebody who knows a little something about something.
Yes, how about...
Who is it, Jim?
From the great state of New York, it's Representative Gerald Nadler.
That's a perfect idea. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning.
I would rather hear from you than Dick Cheney at this point.
Well, I'm glad of that.
What was your reaction to the president's speech?
Well, that is very, in general, very good, but there's quite a few questions that he left open. I mean, he knocked down this demagoguery about Guantanamo. That was the best part of the speech. He pointed out that, we should close it because it was set up to be a legal black hole where American laws wouldn't apply.
Yep.
But that doesn't even work. The Supreme Court says American laws apply.
Yep.
So the reason it was set up, it didn't matter. He pointed out that that the courts have ordered release, and that people, and in fact, 500 people have been released by the Bush administration.
Mm-hmm.
And he pointed out that the questions that we have to face now of what to do with the people who are there now arise not because he decided to close the camp, but because they have to be released or given some sort of due process as ordered by the courts. And this would be true whether he was president or Bush was president or McCain was president, or whether he kept Guantanamo open or not. So he got rid of, he also pointed out that this demagoguery about you can't release anybody into the United States into maximum security prisons. We have some of the worst terrorists in the world, Ramzi Youssef, Sheikh Raisi Moussaoui, Omari, in American prisons. We have max, supermax prisons, and some of these people are going to have to go to American prisons.
Yeah, you made that point to FBI Director Mueller yesterday.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, and I, you know, and I thought it was interesting when he was asked what his solution is. He said, "I don't have one. It's a difficult issue." I mean, that's the problem.
It is clear. This whole question of people should be kept in Guantanamo instead of in a maximum security prison in the United States makes no sense at all. And we have many of the worst terrorists in the world in our prisons now, and they've, yep, there's never been a prison escape, and we keep them there. He also, however, there were some questions that he raised. He says we're going to divide the prisoners into five categories. Those who will be tried in federal courts, fine. Those who violated the laws of war will have military commissions for them. That begs the question. I mean, he said there'll be we won't permit evidence from torture, won't permit a certain hearsay evidence, etc. But where will we draw the line? In other words, apparently we're going to give some level of less due process protection than in a normal American court. How much less is unclear. But you know, the due process protections in American courts were developed over hundreds of years as the best way of finding out the truth as to whether someone's innocent or guilty. So if you're going to give less due process protections, we're going to have to see what those are as to whether that makes any sense at all.
Congressman, do you think lawmakers got their questions answered? This is a detailed enough plan about Gitmo?
No.
To get the money, you don't?
No. Well, to get the money, I don't know. But it's left questions. And the biggest question, which he did not answer today, and he just said we're going to have to figure it out, basically, is nobody has an answer to this question at this point. Detainees who cannot be prosecuted because the evidence was tainted or whatever, because they were tortured under the Bush administration, but who are dangerous, who are judged to be dangerous. They received military training from Al-Qaeda. They tell you right out, I'm gonna go attack the United States if I'm released. You must hold them somehow. You cannot allow them to be released, but he said you have to have a proper process and a periodic review. He didn't say what the proper process would be.
So questions,
we must have a legitimate legal framework, but he didn't say what that
remain.
Would be, and we haven't figured that out. The other major question, the whole state secrets question. Well, there are two other major questions. Whole state secrets question.
Congressman, can you, I'm so sorry, I know this has been a crazy morning. Can you hang on for just a couple of minutes? We have a hard break here.
Well, I'll have to get back to you because there's a vote on this.
Okay. All right. We will hopefully get back with you this week. Thank you so much,
okay.
Congressman. All right.
Bye-bye.
Congressman Gerald Nadler, back live with Carol Liefer as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Now at the Home Depot, get any carpet installed for just $97. All brands, all styles, all through your home, just $97. And with our low prices on carpet, you can get your whole project done for the lowest total cost. So you can stop putting it off and let us start putting it in. With basic whole house carpet installation for just $97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, license numbers, and price match policy.
These days, everyone has an opinion. It's so hard to get two people to agree on anything that when you find 1 million people who agree, it's kind of surprising. Well, 1 million small business owners have agreed to trust their payroll to Intuit Payroll. 1 million. That's more than any other payroll provider. They make it so easy to create your paychecks. You just type in the hours and Intuit Payroll does the rest. So, go ahead. You've got a million reasons to give them a shot. Get a 30-day free trial of Intuit Online Payroll at Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com.
The Denver drive continues to be a great one. Now, if you have to go out to DIA, pick somebody up, drop somebody off, or catch a flight yourself, security wait times hovering right around 10 minutes, plenty of parking spaces, Pena Boulevard's wide open. Now, as you're jumping on the rest of the metro highways, no problems to report on I-70 over that elevated stretch. C-470 looking great along both Highlands Ranch, as well as you're making your way past Vandermeer, that on both sides of the highway. I'm Todd Parker, AM-760, Progressive Talk.
Now through Saturday at JCPenney, save $10 when you spend $50 with an instant money coupon. Doorbusters all day Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. See it all at jcp.com. Style, quality, and price matter. JCPenney.
Where can you find the best Indian, Nepal, and Tibetan cuisine? The Yak and Yeti Restaurant and Brewpub.
Family-owned, the Yak and Yeti serves lunch from 11 to 3 and dinner from 5 to 9:30, 7 days a week, and they offer a vegetarian menu. Visit one of their two great locations, in Arvada on Ralston Road in Old Wadsworth and 86th and Sheridan in Westminster. Mention this ad and get 10% off your bill. TheYakAndYeti.com.
The Home Depot has lowered prices on items throughout the store, the products you need most. So you save money and get more out of every project you do. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
As internet technology advances, so does the threat of cybercrime. And the instant you go online, you become vulnerable to dangers such as identity theft, computer viruses, phishing, spyware, and more. In times like these, we must all protect ourselves from cybercrime. Antivirus software, firewalls, and security patches are just the beginning. Never open suspicious emails. Only navigate to trusted sites and change your passwords every 90 days. Back up important files to external storage devices. Tell anyone who uses your computer to be vigilant when downloading from the internet. Keep your kids safe on the internet. Teach them never to give out personal information or post information about their school or extracurricular activities. Installing parental control software and monitoring their computer are all good ways to prevent cybercrime. To learn more about cybercrime, visit ncpc.org or contact your local law enforcement agency.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
I'm Marie Osmond. Choices, some are minor, others life-changing. But what if your small choices matter the most, like the stairs or the elevator, baked or fried? What if these small choices determine if you'll be the one out of every three women who die of heart disease this year? These choices might not seem life-changing today, but women are dying of heart disease at the rate of almost one per minute. Luckily, it's mostly preventable. Choose to act. Our hearts, our choice. Make your choice at GoRedForWomen.org.
Hear AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on AM760.net.
Stephanie Miller.
Please save your hippie BS for the winter months, okay?
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 33 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Joined live in the studio by comedian extraordinaire Carol Leifer, author of the new book, When You Lie About Your Age, The Terrace Win.
How appropriate for today's show, right?
Exactly.
I think that was some very smart booking on your part.
You started
smart.
Doing a stand-up in the 70s, I believe.
I did.
With Seinfeld. I mean, in the, so you know heckling. So you want to heckle Dick for a little while?
Sure.
Dick Cheney is now speaking.
Turn it
at the,
up.
Yes.
Over on the left wing of the president's party, there appears to be little curiosity in finding out what was learned from the terrorist. The kind of answers thereafter
would
be heard before
so-called faulty intelligence you were hoping for?
Truth Commission. Some are even demanding that those who recommended and approved the interrogations be prosecuted.
Oops.
In effect, treating political disagreements as a punishable offense.
No,
and
war
political
crimes.
Opponents. As criminal.
No, war crimes as war crimes.
It's hard to imagine a worse precedent filled with more possibilities
God,
for trouble
like
and abuse than to have an incoming administration
he is sweaty.
Dude, hide it just a little bit.
Of its predecessor. Apart from doing a serious injustice to intelligence operators and lawyers who deserve far better for their devoted service,
torture.
The danger here is a loss of focus on national security
and, I'll go to prison.
And what it requires. I would advise the administration to think very carefully about the course ahead.
I'd advise them to go.
All the zeal that has been directed at the interrogations is utterly misplaced. And staying on that path will only lead our government further away from its duty to protect the American people.
And keep my ass out of jail.
One person who, by all accounts, objected to the release of the interrogation memos was the director of Central Intelligence, Leon Panetta.
Oops.
He was joined in that view by at least four of his predecessors. I assume they felt this way because they understand the importance of protecting intelligence sources, methods, and personnel. But now that this once-top secret information is out for all to see, including the enemy, let me draw your attention to some points that are routinely overlooked.
All right.
It is a fact that only detainees of the highest intelligence value were ever subjected to enhanced interrogation.
Oh, you only
heard endlessly
some people.
About waterboarding. It happened to three terrorists.
Oh,
one
please.
Of them was Khalid Sheikh Mohammed,
The mastermind of 9/11.
I'm done with Dick.
Somebody turn on a microwave or something.
I'm done with Dick. Yeah, what happened there when he went? he said, and also terrorist. Something happened.
Turn on three microwaves simultaneously.
Somebody used a garage door opener and made a baked potato at the same time.
I love that, though. Enhanced interrogation.
Yeah. Don't you love the euphemisms?
Really,
yeah.
Very spotlight,
actually, the Nazis came up with that euphemism.
Yeah. The Nazis, actually, where it came from, was the enhanced interrogation techniques.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
Wow.
A phrase coined by Nazis. Yeah.
Leave it to the good old Nazis. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Carol Leifer, as a brilliant sitcom writer and producer out here in Hollywood, I think it's who better for us to pitch our new sitcom to?
Oh, that dick. Hey, I like it.
Don't you think?
I think it's very good.
You remember the Comedy Central one, That's My Bush?
Yes.
About George Bush. Don't you think? Oh, that dick.
It's a one-liner that makes you laugh right away.
Ah!
I'm interested already.
Ah!
You see? Did I tell you I'd be able to sell this?
I like it.
All right. What do you think about this whole debate over Nancy Pelosi? Like, they're trying to make this about
her. What a pig pile on her.
Do we have, give me 16, our good friend Sean Hannity. It's amazing. Dick Cheney is the one that ordered the code red, as you know, and now it's all about Nancy Pelosi.
She has made America less safe. She has damaged America's safety. She has made America less secure by sending a signal to men and women defending our country that they can't count on their leaders to defend them.
What?
And every day we spend worrying about the political, that she's being politically persecuted, is a day we are made more vulnerable to a nuclear attack on one of our cities.
What? Nancy Pelosi.
She's the devil. Yeah.
In advance, she's responsible for when one of our cities is going to get nuked.
Right.
Because
of
her.
No, it's all on her watch, yes.
So they're arguing at the same time that enhanced interrogation is the greatest thing ever, keeping us safe, and she knew about it.
Yeah,
I know. Exactly.
And didn't tell anyone how great it was.
And she heard about it all at the beauty parlor. That's what they were all talking about.
Well, this is one of the things. Give me Alex Castellanos, the right-wing tool. He's talking about that, she needs to back this up. First of all, they know it's classified, so she can't. That's why they don't take... here we go. Alex Castellanos.
All Republicans want to address this issue from Newt Gingrich on down. You know, in Washington, we always think that a crisis is, it's political. Somebody's political future's in jeopardy. No. A crisis is actually a moment in government when things are at stake. This is a crisis in government. The leader of the U.S. Congress has said that the intelligence agency that routinely cares for our security routinely deceives the leaders of our government.
Yes.
That's an important charge. If that is true, we've got a crisis in government. The Obama administration needs to step in, and she either needs to back that up. If she actually believes that and it's not true, it does, I think, put her in a position that makes it difficult for her to continue to lead the Congress.
Oh, my goodness. Actually, breaking news, Alex, this morning. New questions surfaced about the accuracy of a CIA document meant to settle who in Congress knew about torture approved by the Bush administration. Three new errors appear to emerge in the CIA's matrix of the 40 congressional briefings, so-called enhanced interrogation techniques.
So they appear to be backing it up.
The briefing papers appear to back up Nancy Pelosi's version of events. They have, I mean, seriously, people that weren't there at these meetings, they have, what's his name, David Opie, has talked about there's errors in these charts. One of them says that Porter Goss attended a briefing as a member of Congress. He actually was the director of the CIA at the time, and they got that wrong. So, you know. Anyway.
It just goes to show you, Stephanie, that everybody needs a good laugh out there. And what better way to laugh than reading my book, When You Lie About Your Age, The Terrorist Win. You like how I circle that back around there?
Speaking of non sequiturs.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, I mean, but it's funny you picked that title because this is when you watch Dick Cheney, it's like the last 8 years. It's all they did is fearmonger.
Exactly.
If you do this, the terrorists will kill you. If you do that, terrorists will kill you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it is, you know, when I do readings and people do, you know, ask questions, I mean, people are always interested about the title and say, isn't it interesting that the word terrorist is part of a comedy title now?
Yeah.
You know, but it is because way back when, you know, it did get so overused.
Right.
You know, the terror is something. The terrorists win. Blank. The terrorists win. That it is funny now that it is part of a comedic title.
I think wasn't the original thing is George Bush said we need to shop or the terrorists win. I think that
yes, he said right. If you don't go out,
Yes.
Out on the town, the terrorists win. You don't spend money, the terrorists win.
You don't buy one of them big old John Deere lawnmowers. Terrorists have won.
Yeah, that was like really... What? I never even understood that. So what else do we talk about in the book? Give me another chapter title.
Well, I also talk about... I just talk about fun little, you know, about bumper stickers that I think are super dumb that bug me.
Which one in particular?
Well, the Gore Lieberman one. I mean, can we really move on, people? Really? Okay?
They're hard to get off your car.
I'm telling you, and some people, they're just diehards. It's get the Goo Gone out, okay? Get it out and get
Goo-Gone
it off.
Goo Gone works. I can attest to that. Or Goof Off.
Or Goof Off, yeah. Goo Gone, it does work very well.
Yes.
I can't stand when parents feel the need to boast about their children's scholastic achievements as a bumper sticker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like
my honor student, yeah.
Yeah, my daughter, you know, although hearing about your children's failures as a bumper sticker, Stephanie, I would welcome that.
And we'd all feel better about ourselves.
My daughter, Ashley, is an abject failure and personal disappointment at Oakdale Elementary. And she ain't all that cute either.
See, that would give you a chuckle stuck in traffic.
See, that kind of thing I like.
Exactly.
What about people? I'd rather be fishing. Who's stopping you? You know what I mean? Make a left. It goes to the beach, people. So there are different chapters, things light like that. I poke a lot of fun at, you know, Jewish things, Hanukkah. My book was just endorsed by the Jewish Book Council. I don't know if you know that.
I did not know that.
Yes, it's quite a high honor for my tribe.
My goodness. Yes.
Yes, indeed. And then I do talk about plastic surgery and being anti-plastic surgery.
Yes.
I mean, don't you feel...
This is where we diverge, but okay.
Really?
Well, I wouldn't have taken it if it wasn't free. But, you know, do you know one woman, if you asked her, is there anything you don't like about yourself? Anything you would change for free?
Yeah, well, that's true, but don't you feel, living in L.A., you pass way more of what the hell did that person do to themselves than, that seemed like a very good idea. Don't you think?
Yes, it's a little overdone here.
Isn't
I will
scary?
Give you that, yes.
Yeah.
And it was awful. The recovery was awful. It really was. Well, I would never do it again.
Well, what did you have?
Everything. I'm Frankenwoman.
Well,
there's
you
barely
don't look
anything.
At all.
Why, thank you very much.
Frankenwoman.
I am. By the way, speaking of, you were talking about the Jewish Council of whatever. A friend was telling me yesterday she loves your, you do a thing about why not many Jews commit suicide.
Yes, you know, we have the lowest incidence of suicide.
I did not know that.
Yeah, of all religions. You know, my only hunch would be, I don't know why statistically, but that in our deepest, darkest hour, you know, there's some small voice that's like, oh, my God, I hate my life. I can't believe it. I don't want to go on. Oh, look, cake. You know, and then suddenly everything is fine again.
Cake can always bring you back.
Cake can bring you off the ledge.
Come on.
Especially to my tribe. That is for sure. Yeah.
43 minutes after the hour, back with more of the hilarious Carol Leifer and her new book, When You Lie About Your Age, the Terrorists Win, as we continue, and we'll find out how old Carol Leifer is, as we continue on The Stephanie Miller Show.
No need to thank us. It's what we do.
Who the hell are you guys?
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
When heartburn grabs a hold of you, how do you spell relief? R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Rolaids starts to work in seconds, relieving tough heartburn symptoms fast. R-O-L-A-I-D-S spells relief. Pick up a roll today.
There's never been a better time to meet that perfect someone, to meet the person you've been waiting for. Announcing the New Year's free communication event from eHarmony. This Wednesday through Sunday, you'll get up to 5 days to communicate with your compatible matches absolutely free.
When Sam and I were matched, I knew it was deeper and more meaningful.
We went on our first date, and going through my mind was, you know, I have such a connection with this girl.
The New Year's free communication event. Start your year off right. Visit eHarmony.com today and communicate with your matches absolutely free.
Did you know that last year smoking-related diseases killed 1 in 10 adults globally and nearly 500,000 people in the United States alone? How many times have you tried to quit smoking only to start back up again? How would you like to try an electronic smoking device for free that looks and tastes just like the real thing? Hi, I'm Dr. Richard Sandor for Smoke Assist, the revolutionary electronic smoking device that really satisfies. No tobacco, no smell, no tar, no stained teeth, no smelly clothes, and no more guilt. live a healthy lifestyle for you and your loved ones. Now, you can get Smoke Assist, $130 value for free. Improve your life today and be healthy. I'm so confident that Smoke Assist will work for you that I'm going to give it to you for free.
Get Smoke Assist right now for free. Call 800-737-0357. Get one for you or a friend. 800-737-0357. Limited free offer, so call now. 800-737-0357. That's 800-737-0357.
When heartburn grabs a hold of you, how do you spell relief? R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Rolaid starts to work in seconds, relieving tough heartburn symptoms fast. R-O-L-A-I-D-S spells relief. Pick up a roll today.
And what do you believe in, Hillary?
I believe in forgiveness.
Oh, thank you, honey.
Oh, shut up.
Ow, ow, ow. Idiot.
I guess it's still a touchy subject.
Come sit to my right.
Oh, nice leather.
Obama, what do you believe in?
Well, I believe that's my chair you're sitting in.
I believe that's funny.
Tis the season to believe.
I'm not kidding.
AM 760.
Oh, brother.
Colorado's progressive talk.
Thank you for seeing us, doctor. Danny's been warm, and with all this talk about the flu...
H1N1 is a concern, and fever is one of the first symptoms. So let's get Danny's temperature first. A slight fever.
What kind of thermometer is that?
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Just a quick, gentle scan across the forehead gives you a fast, accurate reading. We're using it for all our patients and at the hospital.
Wow. I wish I had one of those at home to keep an eye on Danny's fever.
Home model available at Walmart and other fine retailers.
The Home Depot has lowered prices on items throughout the store, the products you need most. So you save money and get more out of every project you do. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Every day across America, dedicated water professionals work to keep you safe. And you can help. You see, when it comes to keeping your water safe, you are the first line of defense. If you see someone tampering with a fire hydrant or a suspicious person lurking around your local reservoir or treatment facility, pick up the phone and call the police. Working together, we can keep our communities safe. This message was brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
You are listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 48 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Joined in studio by the hilarious Carol Leifer, author of the new book, When You Lie About Your Age, The Terrorists Win.
Hello, Stephanie.
Nancy in Buffalo loves her some Carol Leifer. Hello, Nance.
Yes, I do. Stephanie Miller and Carol Leifer, my two favorite female-type comedians.
Oh, dear.
Aren't you sweet?
That's sort of like saying Lenny Bruce and Carrot Top. I'm not exactly in the same league, but thank you.
Well, I have an idea. I wanted to state about what to do with the detainees.
Yes.
I think that the president should form a review board, review the cases one by one, and those who are innocent due to lack of evidence should be released to their home country and send monthly compensation checks.
The Republicans will be for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Now, the new book is When You Lie About Your Age, The Terrorists Win, and you are 50 years old?
No. I'm 52.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, look at me.
Do the terrorists win if I just lied about your age?
They just won.
Jim Moore just turned 50 2 days ago.
Oh, mazel tov to you.
You have written a piece called 40 Things You Know About Being 50.
I wrote 40 Things I Know at 50, yes, because 50 is the new 40.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I thought it was the new black. I was confused.
Oh, God. That's another thing that's getting overdone, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Yeah.
Exactly.
African-American is the new black. I wrote little things like, I believe that every bottle of tequila, Stephanie, should be sold with a camera attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
So you have some idea of what happened the next day. I think that would be useful.
I think you could get elected on that idea.
I believe people should not be buying Equal, Splenda, or Sweet and Low at the supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
That's what restaurants are for.
That's why stealing was invented. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And my advice for people, I hate this, when you order a bottle of wine at a restaurant, and the clown stands there, the waiter, while you taste it, and I have no idea what to say, I think you should swirl the wine, sip it, take a pause, and then say, that should get me hammered. We'll go with that. Yeah, that should come back up real nice. Yes, indeed.
Now, we have something else in common.
What's that? We
rescue dogs. I just rescued a puppy, Oliver.
You're kidding.
Oliver's 13 weeks old. I rescued him from a gentle giant.
Oh, how great.
And I rescued Max there a couple of years ago. And you have, but now you make me feel like a slacker because you have 7 rescue dogs.
Yes, my partner and I, we have 7 rescue dogs. We're very into pro-adoption. Yes, people, adopt, don't shop. And aren't they just the best?
Oh, the greatest.
I mean, and people, they don't realize out there, if you, any kind of pure, pure breed dog you want,
you can rescue.
Yes, yes.
That's what I said during the whole Obama, the White House puppy debate. I'm like, you can rescue anything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, in fact, I'm doing a benefit for the Amanda Foundation.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Hang on.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday, June 18th.
Yes, yes.
You can call 310-550-0101 if you're out here in the L.A. area.
Mm-hmm.
And Carol Leifer is even more delightful in person.
Oh, you're sweet.
Mm.
But, rescuing dogs is amazing. I mean, I love every animal, but I think in certain ways, don't you feel dogs are better than people?
Oh, God, yes. Yes.
I mean, a dog can lick his privates and yet not feel the need to post it on YouTube. Don't you think that's a higher calling?
I think God put dogs on earth to teach people how to love.
Right.
Including that. Don't post your most private moments on YouTube. There you go. Now, you said partner. Which I love.
Right. My square dancing partner, of course, I was speaking about as we do-si-do.
Because people know you dated Jerry Seinfeld. You were, the character of Elaine was loosely based on you on Seinfeld. But you are
so
featured in the new Oprah magazine.
Yes. Oh, Maggie. Well, I was also on the Oprah Winfrey Show with my partner, Lori.
Partner?
Wow. Lori? Yeah.
As somebody that fell in love with a woman at 40.
Here's the
first time you're with a woman.
In the whole world. I just was at 40. I was dying to have a fling with a woman. I set out like, this is going to be really
so
hot and fun.
So was Jim. It didn't work out for him.
See, my wife disagreed.
And lo and behold, I met this woman and, started this affair, fell in love. Here we are, 12, almost 13 years later.
The first woman you were ever with.
First woman I was ever with.
Good for you.
Humana, what?
Good.
Humana?
I love some of the stuff in the O magazine. You talked about sex with a woman for the first time. Turns out it's a no-brainer because I am one. It was like having the answers before taking a test.
It's true. It's like walking around in the house you grew up in. You can turn all the lights off, I'll still know where everything is.
Yes. And then you talked about the adjustments. You said 2 menstrual cycles in one relationship. Getting a word in edgewise.
Getting a word in edgewise. I have to say, being with a woman, it's like being on The View 24 hours a day. You know what I mean? The nonstop yakking and talking, It's two people that's what I love. In relationships with men, if I ever sat down and said, look, we got to talk. The guy, it's like they run for the hills.
Right.
The woman, if you say, listen, we got to talk, it's like, hey, let's put on a pot of coffee and go all night. Yippee. Wowie kazowie. I love this.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it's been fantastic. We have a great relationship, and I've never been happier.
Good for you. And you adopted a son.
We
three,
did.
3 years ago, you said.
Yes, yes. We adopted him, little Bruno.
Aw.
Yeah, Bruno has 2 mommies.
Yeah. Indeed he does.
Yeah, his Oedipus complex is now a threesome. But he also, we're 2 Jewish mommies. So if our kid is ever hungry, it'll be a freaking miracle.
How are you feeling about this whole, the gay marriage across the country? I mean, that's got to be heartening, that we're not even talking about the coasts now. We're talking about Iowa. And
mm-hmm.
I really feel like this is the tide has turned, don't you?
It is turning. And, I mean, Iowa was amazing. I mean, I think that's great that the three people who are gay in Iowa can now get married. you know? Now, you know, I feel really badly that, like, last October was one of the funnest months that we ever had. We had so many gay weddings to go to. It was so incredible.
Right.
And then the next month, you know, Prop 8 passes, and it was so depressing and deflating. I mean, Lori and I, we're holdouts. We feel like we want to get married when it's on a federal level, you know? Because people don't even realize it's not even equal to the standard, you know, of that level. But it has to change. I mean, the good thing I think about gay marriage is the younger generation, it's so a no-brainer to them.
Right.
And I feel like the dinosaurs they're dying out, you know, and time is on our side. But
well, you know, and to quote one of our other friends, Elaine Boozler, she always said, gay people must be allowed to get married so they will stop marrying Liza Minnelli. And so just that alone.
that has to stop. Yes, at this point. Yeah.
But, you know, I think that Prop 8, you're right, is disappointing. I do think that that's going to come around, don't you? I mean, I think it's probably going to go back to a vote, and I'm optimistic at least.
Yeah, I mean, I do think it has to change. I mean, I'm also very involved with pro-choice and very into that. And in that regard, I'm concerned because I don't see enough young women out there. I mean, I go to the marches, and it's like me and the old broads, you know, like I want to see more younger people. But I do think with gay marriage, it really is different. And it's a whole new generation coming up that have been raised differently.
Yeah.
And
you're one of those people that the right wing is afraid of. You're the one having all the gay abortions.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh.
You see, you're all. You summed up in one little human ball, Carol Leifer. We
but
see
you. Know, but the thing, honestly, of why I wrote my book also, too, is like the parts of my life have happened since I turned 40. I mean, I met the love of my life. Didn't know it was going to be a woman, but that happened.
Right.
Adopted a baby. Got bat mitzvah at 45. Also became a vegan, which was another
thing. Oh, my God. We're going to have to talk about vegan next time. Saturday, July 11th, if you're here in L.A., she'll be performing at the Gay and Lesbian Center's Renberg Theater. Call 323-860-7300 for tickets to that, Carol Leifer.
Come on down. Free book. Also, autographed book with both of those.
Woohoo! A pleasure.
Included in your admission.
See you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Attention, listen. Here's an important announcement on identity theft from Police Chief Joe DeLaurentiis.
As a police chief, identity theft was always a problem, but never at this level. The New York Times reported the theft of over 130 million credit and debit cards. And with potentially millions of stolen cards hitting the internet, maybe mine, I didn't want to risk it. I signed up for LifeLock. And you should too. Why risk suffering identity theft when just $10 a month helps protect you? You don't need to be a police chief to know that credit monitoring alone doesn't protect you, let alone help repair the damage after your identity or credit cards are stolen. Learn why this police chief chose LifeLock.
Call now and mention Chief Joe to receive your security document shredder, a $29 value, free. Call 1-800-314-5448. 1-800-314-5448. That's 1-800-314-5448. That's 1-800-314-5448.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.